Hi. The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I had the Care people over to the house last week to do a little routine checkup because the air conditioner is running a lot now. And I thought everything was fine, but they say, hey, there's a little fuse thing that's off here. We're going to replace it because if we don't replace it, your air conditioning is going to go out. It's going to be 100 and you're going to die. They didn't say that. They just said it'll be uncomfortably hot. And I said, thank you, Care Heating and Cooling. And thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And they said, who are you? And I said, I'm Anthony Rothman. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. College football transfer portal news. Ohio State has landed a commitment from defensive tackle John Walker, transferring from UCF. Walker is a former four-star recruit and has spent the last three seasons at Central Florida and last season recorded 40 total tackles. Walker has 2 years of eligibility left to use at Ohio State. As for player departures, cornerback Bryce West has found a new home. He's staying in conference, going to play for Luke Fickle at Wisconsin. NHL, the Blue Jackets are across the country beginning a four-game road trip tonight, starting in San Jose. Face-off against the Sharks is at 10 o'clock, and you can catch the action here on The Fan beginning at 9:30. And six games in the NBA tonight, including the Cavs. They look to get back in the win column on the road, visiting the Indiana Pacers. Tip-off from Gainbridge Fieldhouse is at 7 o'clock. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. No Common Man today, but that's okay because we got one of our favorites in the chair again. A great Ohio State linebacker.
One of my favorites.
On that 2014 team.
Means the world.
I liked you a lot better than that Tyvus Powell guy, number 23.
Couldn't stand him.
My God. Yeah. Who could? It's Joshua Perry, everybody. He's back again. And this is the first time I've gotten to host with you since you sort of came back to the radio station.
It's been some years.
I'm excited.
Been some years. I'm excited, too. Appreciate you having me.
No, anytime. So, Josh was doing good. Teddy, how you doing back there?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Tress, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
All right, everybody's here and accounted for. We have a big Tuesday program inside the Buckeyes coming up here at 3:46. I'll have Joshua's help for this, too, so it doesn't have to be just me this time. Usually that's me taking you as deep inside the Buckeyes as we can possibly go.
Let's go deep.
I know that sounded weird, but we're going to go deeper and fuller and thicker than we ever have before. We got the portal. We got football. We got basketball. We got a lot of things to talk about.
This portal thing's out of control, by the way.
And how so? Since you just started with there, obviously I know it's out of control, but
too many damn
guys.
What
are we ever supposed to do about it? How are we ever supposed to get to a place where it's not completely insane? Because I can't see any way of doing that.
I don't think we do. The toothpaste certainly is out of the tube. I think one of the unintended consequences of going down to the one portal window, because there's not going to be one that opens after the spring, this is the only time now where guys can figure out what their NIL market value is, right? And the portal market and what you're actually worth might be two different things, because desperation,
of course,
is at play. And I think there are some kids trying to find a little desperation money right now.
I mean, the thing that made sense about the spring window is that you actually get a chance to get your feet wet and go through an entire spring practice. Mm-hmm. That seems like a logical stopping point, because then you have some time. Sure. Then you're going off into the summer. And in the old days, Joshua, everybody didn't just show up in the winter.
That's what you do now.
You didn't show up for spring football and graduate high school early. Everyone pretty much does that now. It could be okay if you show up early in the summertime and get there for an entire camp. You could still do that, but
not
have that
time
option
nowadays.
Anymore.
You can't do it. And this is what the coaches wanted, by the way. I know there are going to be a lot of them that are crying and whining and moaning about what's going on.
A lot of bitching and pissing and moaning.
A lot of pissing and moaning. And these are the guys who wanted it. The ones who were pissing and moaning wanted it.
All right, so we'll have rapid fire coming up here at 4:30. Before that, though, top of the 4 o'clock hour. It is Tuesday, so we'll see Jen Winters. I love station gossip.
Yeah, this is my...
And we do have something about Tyvus for 4 o'clock.
This will be my second time doing the station gossip, so I'm excited.
Station gossip is always good, so Jen Winters, she was on the show yesterday. She'll pop back in at 4 o'clock. Like I said, Teddy's segment, rapid fire at 4:30. And... I had some stuff going on today, so I didn't prepare a game show. Oh. Usually I'm preparing a game show for Mike. I thought about preparing a game show for you, but I was kind of looking at different ideas. So here's what we're going to do instead. At 5:30, we are going to sort out the best breakfast spots in Central Ohio, because I just learned today how big of a fan you are, like I am, of a good, clean diner.
Love a diner.
Better than a diner, right?
So I
do it all at a diner.
I got on the diners. Both of my parents are from New Jersey. So the East Coast, right?
Big thing. I grew up in Virginia. Yeah. I grew up in the D.C. area.
Pull up
Silver Diner was
anywhere.
The big chain out there.
And so now I spend my weekends during the football season in Connecticut. I'll just pull up on a Friday to a random diner, walk in and get some breakfast and a hot coffee. And it's one of my favorite things to do. Love diner food. Love the atmosphere. Love the vibe of it. So this is right in my wheelhouse. There'll be a diner or two on my list.
They're still relatively cheaper,
yes.
Right? Even though now, like what used to be a $7.50 meal, a good trip to a Greasy Spoon or a diner, that's now $13 to $15.
Brother, I've spent $50 in Waffle House recently.
Could we do something? Everybody's asking for the government's help in college football. No, forget about that. I want RFK to continue on this quest of beverage control.
Oh my gosh.
I need to control the cost of coffee at diners.
Okay.
I say no more than $2 for a cup of coffee at a diner. This $3.50 cup of coffee at the diner, it's just too much.
$3.50 at a diner for some coffee is insane.
That's about to go in right now. I think Starliner, where I was this past weekend, they're great. It's good stuff, right? It's getting a little bit pricey. I think the coffee is pushing $3.50. They might be pouring stoffs. So they're going with like a bougie, gourmet.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have been happy with freeze-dried. You give me this gourmet crap.
When I walk into a diner, I kind of do expect a little bit more of a gritty coffee brand. I don't need the designer coffee at the diner. I will go
give me the cheap bean.
The designer spots, right? Like if I wanted that kind of coffee, I'd go to a dedicated coffee house.
Right.
But that's not why I'm at the diner.
I'd go to Stoff's.
Right.
I appreciate that you want to like... spice it up a little bit.
Yeah,
I've been to some places.
Kind of
I think they poured Crimson Cup, and that was a nice touch too.
No.
Where you get like the partnerships. But if it's gonna push that cost up, maybe there's like with beers, right?
Sure.
There's different levels. Maybe there's just the house brew. That's right there for $2. And then if I want to go with the premium, like going to the gas station too.
Well,
you got your cheap, you got your premium.
Now,
give
Sheetz,
me the option.
That little machine over at Sheetz gets me right most of the days. I've stopped in at Starbucks.
That's relatively new.
Yeah,
like the
two
spigot thing at Sheetz.
Phenomenal.
It's more. Isn't their coffee getting a little pricey now for a gas station cup?
Like $2. It's cheaper than going to Starbucks.
It'd have to be like $1.25.
So this is what
the
diner people need to do is they need to go to the Costco Business Center, right, and just get they have them in the metal tins still, which I just love the feel of it.
When you say Costco Business Center,
I don't think they have one here in Columbus, but you can use a business Costco membership and they'll pull it off the rack for you. I've read about it. So ask them to pull the big ass tins of just the Kirkland. House
Kirkland.
Brand
Kirkland signature.
That's right.
And see, I'm a members mark player.
Okay. So this
fight
is
here, a little
debate.
Sammy's versus Costco.
The household, because
uh-oh.
I'm a Costco loyalist. My wife has taken a liking to Sam's Club.
What's closer?
Well, the Costco, but it's much, much busier. much busier.
Is it?
It is a zoo. The one up Polaris?
Are you okay? You're the Polaris. They got the zoo. They got the Plain City location now. That would be the closest to me, but
I'll go out there every once in a while to try to avoid the insane hecticness of Polaris.
It's part loyalty for me, but convenience is a big factor too. When
you get
that plus membership and you get to get in there before the riffraff, you get to go in at like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Look at you.
Weekday morning shopping. There's nobody in there. I got wide lanes. I'm just doing like S turns around there with my shopping cart.
We should have the conversation, by the way, about how people navigate through the aisles. Because
people are animals.
Window shoppers. There are too many mall walkers when I go into Costco. I don't see nearly enough urgency. Not enough people checking boxes on lists. Many people taking their damn time.
A lot of my jailbirds, as we do go to jail here on Fridays, I believe you've been here on a Friday.
I've never been here on a Friday.
Have you not?
I listen to the program.
You'll catch one. Yeah. You'll catch one eventually. A lot of mine come down to, you know, grocery store, mm-hmm. Meijer, Sam's Club etiquette.
Yeah.
And what's with the families that take like 11 people to the store?
Okay.
Who's wanting to do that?
We could do a whole show on this.
I just go.
So
I go.
This
maybe Jack totes along if he wants to get out of the house. I'm not like forcing him against his will. The three of us have never gone to the store together.
My wife wants the purpose? To make it an occasion for the family to go together.
Mm.
We were leaving
the family going out thing.
We were leaving dinner with my parents last night, and we had to stop and get a couple things from Costco.
I get that.
Okay,
you're already
out.
No.
I was like, I'll just run in, and she was like, "Oh no, you won't. We're all coming in."
The run-in. See,
Sarah
is a fan of the run-in.
I just want to go by myself. It's quicker. It's less stressful. We had to put the kids
you're
in one cart
around all these people.
And she's pushing
forever.
A different cart. Yeah, I'm not doing
people
that.
People are like yammering on their phone.
It's bad.
With it away from their face while they're staring at an aisle. Would you just have your mind made up before you go?
Bring a list.
Know what you're doing.
Bring a list and check off as you go. That's all I ask.
I don't like to do giant shops either.
I'm not a fan of the giant shop.
I'm getting more like Kramer. I want to buy fresh. I buy it, I eat it, and we go on to the next meal.
I feel you.
I can pop in a couple times a week. If I go in the AM, it's not that bad.
Yeah, my dad.
I don't like doing that $200 shop and then the fridge is stuffed to the gills.
My dad's at the grocery store or Costco, some variation, probably four times a week. He's very much we'll get it as we need it.
All right, I like where this was. I like where this went.
This is good.
I like where this went.
I appreciate it.
This was good.
Yeah. Nice start.
Show's not over. We got 11 more to go. All right. Boy, was last night a sign of big problems brewing for Ohio State's basketball team? I got a lot of thoughts. I know Joshua does as well. That's next. Buckeyes lose to Nebraska. Joshua Perry in for Common Man. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got some holdup due to an overturned vehicle if you're on Hayes Road near Richardson Road. We also have delay due to an accident at the intersection of Neal Avenue and Northwood Avenue. This report is sponsored by Discover. Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
My mom is a veteran and she was injured in the line of duty.
I hurt my leg in a training accident when she was only 2 years old.
She had 7 different surgeries over the span of 9 years and there were tons of complications.
I couldn't be the mom kids needed me to be.
She missed so much.
After my last surgery, I got an infection so bad I thought it was going to kill me.
I told her she couldn't leave me yet. There was still so much she had to see. I hadn't even graduated.
I'm doing much better now. I may have lost my leg, but I've gained so much. I'm an active part of my kids' lives.
She can kick a mean soccer ball.
DAV's been there for me and my family. Through thick and thin, they've had our back.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans like Sandy get the health and disability benefits they've earned so they can achieve victories great and small.
My victory is getting my life back. I got my joy back.
We got our mom back, thanks to DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
I thought mixing bleach with my floor cleaner would take the stain out.
When my youngest ate the dog's medicine, that was a new one.
I was trying to protect my garden, but I accidentally sprayed myself with pesticide.
So I called 1-800-222-1222, the poison helpline.
A poison expert helped me figure out what to do next.
I was connected to someone who spoke Spanish.
They answered my questions.
It was free.
It was confidential.
It was real help in real time.
Keep the poison experts in your pocket. 1-800-222-1222.
For the past 100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, whew, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hey there, Jane Lynch here. You want to hear something funny? Too bad. You want to hear something uplifting that will inspire you? Good. Because today, I want to talk to you about Direct Relief, a humanitarian organization that does seriously good work when it counts. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When disaster strikes, Direct Relief immediately shows up with medicines, medical supplies, and everything doctors and nurses need to save lives. Let's ship her out! Every day across the United States and around the world, they're making an enormous difference. If someone needs help, Direct Relief helps. No politics, no red tape. Hey, what you doing over there?
Oh, I'm packing insulin for kids with diabetes.
See, every box here is literally a lifeline for someone in critical need. So check them out at directrelief.org. You might just bring a smile to someone's face.
Start the Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Periods of drizzle with scattered showers developing this afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy. It'll be breezy and mild with highs in the low 50s. For tonight, cloudy and breezy overnight with lows into the upper 30s. And then for Wednesday, we do start off cloudy with more sunshine throughout the day and daytime highs in the upper 40s. For the Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
No Common Man today. Our friend, our pal, Joshua Perry is hanging out. We just tackled a lot of issues in that first segment. A lot of grocery store etiquette was discussed. We started talking about diners.
Yes.
We're going to do the diner thing, the breakfast spot thing at 5:30 today. So what we'll do, like when we do sort of like a collective show top five, we like to let it breathe a little bit.
Okay.
And take, we want to hear from you guys. That's part of how we're going to do this. I think each one of us, the three of us, should get a pick. Teddy, I don't even know if you'll have one. I don't even know if you go out to breakfast places, if that's a thing you even do. It's not Popeyes.
No.
So no.
No, yeah. No breakfast
you'll,
for me.
You'll be of no help.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a breakfast spot?
We, on vacation, we go to like, go to breakfast. So we'll go into some, you know, ocean town, you know, little town near the ocean, Atlantic coast, go into some diners there that are, you know, nice.
There might be a breakfast spot. A
breakfast spot, yeah.
There might be a vacation breakfast spot that you and I have both gone to.
Possibly.
Have you thought of that? He visits the Carolina beaches as much as anybody else I know. It's you, it's me, it's Jim Lachey.
Yeah.
Lachey's all over those Carolina beaches. He loves Oak Island. He loves Southport. There's a seafood restaurant. T-Bone actually just went to it because they visited, called Provisions. Anyone that ever goes down to that area, find that spot. Yeah. It's been featured in some movies, but there was like a breakfast like surf shop in Carolina Beach, which is North Carolina. Mm-hmm. That does the most bang up French toast.
I think I've been there probably.
It's like a thick Hawaiian bread French toast.
It's fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
All right.
You're sitting almost like in the store. You don't really know, like, do you remember that? Like, you can't really tell where the restaurant ends and the beach shop begins.
Like, beach town Cracker Barrel, basically.
I don't know, they got the store, they got the restaurant, it's not bad, you know. I know what you're saying. It doesn't have like the vibe of Cracker Barrel tried to screw up their vibe, right?
I love Cracker
Barrel. They got brought back down to earth.
That's right.
They tried to take the man away.
Sitting the in the chair.
Bring the old man back.
Yeah. But I'm not saying it's the same thing, but it, you know, it's a little bit of a chop eat vibe, like Cracker Barrel.
So we can have a couple of our picks for like a diner or two that's got to be on there. And then you guys, the listeners, if you've got some favorites that simply cannot be avoided, and no, for me, it's not that it can't be a chain and have more than one location, but probably not going to put the Waffle House on here.
Well, no.
I'm not either, but I am a Waffle House apologist. Me too. Waffle House can do not a whole lot of wrong.
Sure.
Jack and I went to Waffle House 2 weeks ago.
Happy for you guys.
It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
How do you go to Waffle House and not get a waffle? Like, I understand getting something else, but don't you at least get the waffle, even if you're just going to share it at the counter, like full meal? Maybe I wanted to do burger this time, but you got to get the waffle with the little logo stamped in it.
It doesn't count for the experience if you're not eating the waffle.
It's fantastic. It's just thin and buttery.
It's very good.
It's so good. All right. What is not good right now, though?
Uh-oh.
Joshua, we got to peel back some layers on this. And again, it's Jan 6th. It's a big day for Dom, right? I know. It's January 6th. It's still very, very early. But this is a month where at the end of it, I know last night was another game and it slipped away and it does tick me off. And I do think that this leads to some bigger issues when I take a good, hard look at this particular team.
Sure.
This roster. But I will still wait. It is never over until it's over. Well, you're looking at a team right now that, if we're talking about tournament team or not, not yet. They weren't a tournament team last year. So you've got to earn your way into it. In most projections, you'll see Lenardi, last I saw, had them hanging on by a thread.
Yeah.
They don't have a quad one win yet. Until you actually get a win of substance, how can you be in? And you can tell me that there's been some close games as many times as you want until you're blue in the face. I have seen that story before.
Right.
Tell me something I don't know.
Right.
They're not a poor team. They can play. They don't quit. They fight back in games. But what does it all matter if you can't come up with some wins?
It's the most intriguing thing. And like, I'm not as big into Ohio State hoops as I once was. I was a big fan when I was coming through high school. And then my years at Ohio State, I was watching the most apathetic basketball player in the world, Mark Loving.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I was watching Amir Williams not catch the ball in the post, right? And like, D'Lo was a lot of fun to watch. Like, but that made me twitch with
names like that. Dude, Joshua.
They made me quit watching.
Did you know those guys?
I did. Nice guys, right?
Nice guys.
But they made me quit.
I didn't really like to play hard all the time, did they?
There was some apathy to their game. And that was early. Yes.
In the decline.
Yes.
The end of that.
That was the beginning of the end in my mind.
Yeah.
And so I kind of quit. And then I got back on the bandwagon. And it would be just this like perpetual kind of just waiting for the bottom to fall out, waiting for the shoe to drop, watching the team. Mm-hmm. And so I hadn't come back. The thing that you want to have happen is to feel like you are there and you're in play and everything is in front of you by the time you get to March, by the time you get to the tournament. And to be having conversations about being a bubble team coming off of the holiday break and early in January.
You wanted to get past it. And
that's the problem for me.
I don't know what's wrong with me, Joshua. Something's wrong.
Many things.
I know. And people have pointed it out about me, and I agree with you guys. Something's wrong with me.
Yes.
I want to believe.
It's hard.
I care that much for them. I care about basketball so much.
I know you do.
I'm tired of this. Obviously, Ohio State is a football school, but I'm tired of people like saying that you can't have both.
I scoff at that.
That doesn't make any sense. There's plenty of programs
that do it
every year.
There's a world.
You got to have the desire and the want to get there, and you've got to actually make decisions about things.
And the thing that I'm getting ready to say is going to bother people. It's going to bother people. But if you look at our rival to the north, they believe.
I know what you're going
to
say.
They believe that they can have both. They hired the coach.
Well, they're better at basketball than they are at football.
At this point.
Indiana needs to figure out how to get better at basketball. They're doing better at football
but
now.
I think Whittingham's probably going to have them in a spot where they're looking at the 12-team playoff.
Doing both.
They will be doing both.
Let's do both.
That's the thing, is you got to go out there and hire like you're serious about getting the win. And then you've got to put the money into the roster. Basketball is a sport where you can flip that thing overnight.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you can flip it. Football is a little bit harder. If this was a football conversation about what do you have to do to get right, like, that's a bit more of a build. And maybe Kurt Cignetti has something to say about that. But for most people, it is. But they're doing it. It can be done.
I'm not killing my guy Diebler yet either.
No.
A lot of people want to do that, and that's everyone's prerogative. I'm not doing it yet until
it's time to do it. But compared to Dusty May.
Yeah.
That's going to be part of the problem.
You had a chance to go in heavy on him in a coaching search, and you passed, right? And a lot of people are pointing out like the Purdue win when it was Jake's interim tag and the Dale Bonner shot and saying like, oh boy, like I got us here, but I want to believe until it's time not to believe. There's two things that are problematic with me right now. Just focus on this team. Tilly, how bad was our front court last year? Tilly is a major upgrade from what we have, but yet I still see some issues. Mm. I still see problems.
Okay.
He's just not finishing through contact. Yeah. He's not finishing at the rim. It's too much of the finesse shot. I didn't realize he was 11% from downtown. And they have him shooting the final shot there, thinking that Nebraska is going to go with the early foul and try to put you off the three-point line. And then, on top of that, and I'll let you hear a couple thoughts from Jake Diebler coming up after the break, too, for time's sake. There's no bench.
Yeah,
I can't remember. You mentioned an Amir Mark Loving team. I would look at that bench. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head who it was. There's just, on a given night, Brandon Knoll's done it a couple of times.
Right.
He had that flash in the pan game against Northwestern. I know he was a little ouchy last night. You got to play through it. I get it. But how many times have you gotten zero? It's like Cups and Colin White.
Yeah.
Don't know how to score a basket at all.
You have to have it.
I don't get it.
You have to get the production out of the bench. And
There's nothing, Joshua.
You'll wear down. I know.
You won't be able to survive in the Big Ten with no bench.
And that's why you see, in my opinion, this team play in spurts where you see these spurts of greatness, and you see them where it looks like they're run out of gas and they find whatever gear it is to try to make the comeback or whatever the case is. But until you can consistently get production out of the bench, you're going to get this up and down basketball.
All right. I'll have Diebler's thoughts on those two things that we just issued. I also wanted to tell you, I think I've got the definition of clout in human form.
Mm.
That's coming up in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry is in for the man, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And watch out for an overturned vehicle that's causing traffic to slow down on Hayes Road near Richardson Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking?
Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
DeMar Hamlin, I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is in for Common Man today. I'll be your good, clean boy. Common Man and Timmy is brought to you by our friends at Hinderer Motor Company. We thank them for sponsoring this fine program. We left off talking about Buckeye basketball, and I go back to something you said, Joshua, at the beginning of the conversation about how when you were in high school, and what was your first year at Ohio State?
2012.
Yeah. That was...
You know, like I'm watching Aaron Kraft out there.
That was Sully.
Right? Like
I'm Sully.
Watching Jared Sullinger
that
out
was
there,
into
right?
E.T.
Like,
yeah, that was Kraft.
I watched all of those dudes.
Final fours.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
30 win seasons.
It was so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I'm missing right now.
Even at the end of that run, I think that was the last Sweet 16. I'm not looking at stats anymore. I've been there and I've done that and I've stared at the Wikipedia pages and I've stared at the years before of how long it's been. I know Ohio State, you know, by, you know, Final Four metrics is one of the better basketball programs in history, in the history of the sport. And it doesn't get that national recognition anymore. And why would it? Why would it with what they've done lately and what the, you flip on a game on TV and you just sort of feel what that vibe is like in the arena? What was that? What was that? We've talked about this going into it before. Teddy and I, you and I, we were talking about that yesterday before the game. I mean, knowing that it was a Monday night, we know who we are, right? We know who we are. We know how it's been. We've tried to press all these buttons to bring the environment back and change up the court and lighting and all these things. It doesn't really do the ticket. It's not
that
the
place
ticket.
Is too damn big.
It's too damn big. We are not going to change it. Mm-mm. It's going to continue like that unless you are a bona fide top 5 team in the country, top 10 team in the country consistently. Then, like, we need to try doing that. That will help. But that's I get it's a Monday night, but that's the 10th ranked team in the country.
I know.
It is Nebraska. It's not like it's Indiana or Michigan State or Michigan.
But still.
But you're, and again, I'm not asking for a full house either. I'm not going to say, oh, you better be capacity on a Monday night. What was that attendance? Was that around 10,000, 11,000?
It was under 10,000.
Under 10,000 in a place that seats over 18,000.
Can't do it.
Under 10,000. And what was the game against Illinois? Illinois is also, they've got more brand power.
Yes, they do.
Than Nebraska does.
Sure.
Same ballpark. It was like between 10 and 11,000.
Yeah, just right at 10, I believe.
That's what we can do. I'm going to be in the building on the 17th when they have UCLA coming to town.
Okay.
And that's Mick Cronin.
Yeah.
That's a feisty, fiery SOB of a coach that, you know, some people feel here or there about the Cincy Bearcats fans for his run down there. But I also don't think UCLA is that that kind of team right now. But I'll be very curious. And it's so hard to get back when you speak of those days in 2010, 11, 2012, and what the program was doing. But
I'm on the Wikipedia right now.
Oh, you're doing it.
And
it's the longest stretch in history between Sweet 16 appearances.
I think some of us, and I include myself in that, might have taken what they were doing at that time for granted.
You do.
You know, you like do. you think you think back to when they played.
You're doing
it. They played Florida for the title.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
that run thereafter of just really solid, really consistent teams that were making the tournament, making some good runs. And then kind of when I left was when it started to bottom out, really. And I don't think I appreciated it as much as I should have at the time.
I just don't know. I mean, you show that much consistency. I think that's part of it.
That's
why you take it for granted
is you're there
showing
all
you.
Of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even when you're not making a Sweet 16, you have a good season.
Right.
You make the tournament.
Right.
You can get bounced in the first round every now and then. I'm not saying you can't, you know? I'm not setting up these rules where you got to be like Izzo or Bill Self at Kansas where you go every single year right. and we're not going to take. It can ebb and flow. You're just asking for some bit of consistency. You can have a year where the cupboard's depleted
right.
because you went all in one
sure.
year and then you
sure,
lost
sure, sure.
everybody and you don't make a tournament. I mean, that's happened to Matt Painter and Purdue.
But you got to be there, though.
But you got to get back quicker.
We shouldn't be having this conversation right now. That's the unfortunate thing.
This was Jake Diebler from last night. I mentioned the 2 points. Tilly, and we'll get to one on Tilly's final shot, but this was about how they just have to have more production from the bench. Jake Diebler.
It's something that we're searching for there. And listen, I think we have some guys who have had some better moments. I actually, you know, Brandon was really good last game. He's been more aggressive. You know, I'm sure you guys will have questions about him. We got to evaluate him and kind of see where he's at. We tried to do an evaluation at halftime and we'll get him looked at and get some answers there. I think, you know, Gabe has done better. He's done a better job of not fouling as much, but he's got to be aggressive offensively. And we got to find a way, certainly, to get some more production out of our bench. And we're trying to find a way to do that.
Of course, we've seen, I mean, even the last game from Noel, you saw a 14 piece from him, and that's more than, that's fine. Like, that's acceptable. You need some guys that can go for 6 to 12 points occasionally and show you they can do it. Maybe Chapman, where's Chapman been? Where's this Grujicic been, the international player? Is it time to get something else? Njegovan, like, has been completely absent.
So when you ask the question, we got to find a way, like, how does that happen? Is, I guess, the follow-up for me. Like, you know what you're working with. You see them every day. How do you get that? Guys who have had good moments, how do you bring that to the forefront on a consistent basis?
Yeah.
I think that's where the disconnect lies right now.
He said that he feels that he believes in some of these players
yeah.
more than they believe in themselves.
Well, you got to build that belief in them.
It starts with that belief,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
And I'm not going to. Again, the season's still going on. They're still, you know, busting your ass in practice every day and, like, realizing this opportunity that you have here. And I'm a real red-blooded, full-blown college basketball player. Like, there's opportunity here in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Like, go and seize it, right?
It's tough.
I want to move on to this other one. I'll play the other Diebler because we got Inside the Buckeyes coming up. But I want to get to this. So, second game of the night after Ohio State and Nebraska was Michigan State.
Sure.
Michigan State and USC. Now that was an environment. Mm. I mean, that's the Breslin Center. We're not
what time
not
was
competing
that game?
With that. That was late. Yeah, late game.
Mm.
Late game, and they just beat USC like a drum.
Sure they
just
did.
80 to 51. Just get on out of here. Go back to the West Coast. You don't belong here.
Mm.
And Tom Izzo, and this is what I was saying about if clout were in human form, it is Tom Izzo. Did you see what happened with their old big man, Paul Davis? People remember Paul Davis ran like 2003 to 2007. Good big man. You know, 6'9", 6'10", dude. Last year, I think he was like a 17-9 guy. Really good player. He's having an adult beverage, as you can see. Actually, when the camera cut to him, mm-hmm. when the incident was happening, he's taking a gulp. It's like, that's a good look.
Yeah,
and then
not?
It cuts back to Izzo, and you can see Izzo mouthing, like, get the hell out of here. So, incident happens with Paul Davis and an official. And there's been some rumor about what was said, about what Paul Davis called maybe the official's wife.
Whoa.
Or what the wife was like, possibly. That some rumor about
that. It's a little
that.
Out of bounds.
Izzo, at the end of the, I'll play you a piece of this, but at the end, Izzo said, you know, it wasn't like, it wasn't sexually graphic, it wasn't racial, it wasn't that, but it was bad. This is Izzo in the press conference, just speaking completely openly about what he thought about Paul Davis and what he did and what was going on.
You know, I love Paul Davis. I really do. He's one of my favorite guys. He's always calling and doing things. But what he said, he should never say anywhere in the world. And that ticked me off. So just because it's 20 years later, I'm going to have to call him tomorrow and tell him what I thought of it. And you know what he'll say? I screwed up, coach. I'm sorry. So he kind of got after the official, and he was 150% wrong. And for a guy like me to 150% agree with the official, it's almost illegal.
I'm sorry for the beginning of that. It almost like blew my eardrums out. Izzo came in so loud. I was like, whoa! But on that, it's so... It's fatherly, like coach to player, and what an embarrassment, may I say, for Paul.
Sure.
A complete embarrassment.
I mean,
that this would even come to this. You're a 41-year-old man.
You're getting chased out of the arena by your old coach.
You're getting run out of the arena.
Yeah.
And commendable to Tom Izzo for
sure
doing it as quickly as he did. And then even the way of how we'll get past this, it's not like he'll be banned from the program because of this. But the way that he thought he could throw him under the bus a little bit and drive a little bit because he deserved it.
The coaching never stops, I think, is my biggest takeaway off of that. I mean, it's an insane situation to happen, and then for him to actually feel the need to be like, Paul's got to go, is wild. But Izzo is who he is. He is candid. He says what's on his mind. Feel like he always feels like he's coaching. I've met him a couple times.
I figured you'd come across Izzo.
Games that I've covered. And he is a delight because in an alternate universe, he would have been a football coach.
Just with his spirit, right?
Yes.
His edginess
and
to
he
him?
Loves football. And when I hear him speak like that, it feels more like a football coach speaking than a basketball coach. Because that's his demeanor all of the time.
I feel like he's got this way of doing it, and like even if you might not agree on some of the things or opinions he has about where college basketball is going, it's less Saban-y.
Yeah.
It's more Coach K-ish, where you just, there's just a respect. It's simple as that. It's just a respect factor. He hasn't won the most national championships.
No.
You know?
Nope.
But it doesn't matter just because of how consistent they win. How well respected. There's not really anybody that you can find.
Yeah. I mean, he shows up.
That doesn't
up.
Have that kind of opinion for him. That's what I mean by that kind of clout. Like, few people in this world,
yes,
in any walk of life, will reach that level of it.
He shows up, right? Like, he's visible and he's well known. But to that point about clout and respect, I think you get that when you're willing to be like he is and get on the microphone and say things that aren't popular
all the time.
It's a huge thing.
Comes with it.
Yeah.
All right. Joshua Perry is in for Common Man. We've got some news with the Bucks in the transfer portal. I'll give it to you as I take you inside the Buckeyes coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Traffic is moving a little slow due to an accident that's on Cleveland Avenue at 11th Avenue. We also have a slowdown on southbound 315 from 670 to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt, freckled fat guy.
Join now.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey!
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Wrinkles, gray hair, and hearing loss are common signs of getting older. But being short of breath, having tightness in your chest, coughing and wheezing are not. If you are experiencing these symptoms, you may be one of the millions of people who are living with a condition called COPD but don't know it. Early diagnosis and treatment can add years of better breathing to your life. For more information, talk to your doctor and visit copdfoundation.org today.
Hey folks, it's Jerry.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry hanging out with us here today in for Common Man. You guys know you can watch the show on YouTube if you're not listening in the car right now. A lot of lovely people in our YouTube chat. Remember, we're asking, and there's many ways you can do this. You can get in the chat, and sometimes I don't see it, like, because the you guys talk so frequently that the scroll happens, so sometimes Teddy has to pay attention. Teddy, let me know if you're getting any good, like, suggestions for diners and breakfast spots in the YouTube chat.
All right, I'll check it out.
And I can check the burner phone, 614-787-3093, and hit us up on the Gmail account. I love it. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. All right, let's go inside the Buckeyes.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Let's start with some football. I swear this name rang a bell for me, and I was sort of dabbling in some of the Marvel shows, but I'm kind of out now. Like, since the Avengers big movies came, it was just like the end of all the storylines.
You've lost me.
But they brought in this new Captain America, and his name is actually John Walker.
Okay.
So that's the new Captain America. Buckeyes bring in John Walker, defensive tackle from Central Florida. So here's the skinny on him. Redshirt junior, 40 tackles, 3 TFLs, sack and a forced fumble, 6'4", 324 pounds. So that's a big dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big guy that knows how to use his body. He's from Osceola High School in Kissimmee, Florida.
Oh, there we go.
So that's a big spot down there. And look, Central Florida, they got talent there.
Sure they do.
We know that's the type of program where individual talent, they got plenty of it.
No doubt.
Now, they just don't have enough of it to be able to compete with the likes of Ohio State or Georgia or these guys that are making college football playoffs year in and year out. But I also would not put it past Central Florida to make a college football playoff
once
in a while, especially as it's going to expand.
They hit a special year. No doubt they could do it.
They had an undefeated year, right, with Frosty Boy?
Claimed the title. Which I hate. I hated that.
But this is a depth piece, I believe. And
yes,
hey, you know what? You need that as well with everything that you've just lost.
I'll make the argument that they needed that in this playoff run that ended very quickly. I would suspect that part of the reason Ohio State didn't try to play faster is they didn't feel as confident about their depth in the interior of their defensive line than they have in years past. That first wave, K-Mac, right, phenomenal player. The top flight, I think they felt very comfortable
about. Edrick Houston and how he's come along, and Cade McDonald,
but
phenomenal, right?
With injuries and depth on the interior, particularly of the defensive line, I think it held them back a little bit from saying that we want to go full Ferrari mode on offense, because we got to, if our guys need a blow, I don't know how I feel about having some of the guys
having who are some of our three and our four
playing
or five.
a full drive. That doesn't feel very good.
So with the transfer portal, what it's looking like right now, you brought in, you get Walker. They got to start moving on this, right? You got Mason Williams. I know we're going to make the connection where we already had an Ohio tight end. I have no idea if Mason Williams is going to come in here to Ohio State from OU.
I'll watch tape and I'll bring your report tomorrow.
And give us a 500-yard receiving type of season. I don't know if it's going to look like that. We didn't get that numbers-wise out of Max Clair.
No, we know
what Max Clair is. We know how good he is. And another UCF long snapper in Dalton Riggs.
Boy, so, thank God we got a long snapper.
Thank God for Central Florida, right?
Yeah.
But here's another quick rundown, and you tell me like what your level of concern is when you hear all the names kind of on a page together. Everybody that's already left. Bryson Rogers, mm-hmm. Jelani Thurman, Lincoln Keenhole's Louisville, Bryce West pops up at Wisconsin, CJ Hicks goes with Heartline to USF, Sam Dixon running back, Dominic Kirks, Logan George, really like depth guys. Damarian Witten, he's gone. I know he was a high school recruit people were high on. James Peoples, both of the kickers and the kicker and punter that were backing up. No Jackson Corville, no Nick McLarty. McLarty already at Arizona State. Devontae Armstrong, a lineman prospect. Aaron Scott Jr., Mylon Graham, Tegra Shibola. I mean, there's some names there that you would have relied on in the future.
I think the alarm for us is that usually guys who we feel like have a pretty good long-range trajectory have stuck around because they believe that Ohio State is going to develop them to what they want to be. And seeing some of the names on that list of guys who we could have anticipated as breakout stars leaving, I think is where some of the alarm bells and concerns come. My response back to that is, I wish those guys would stay like they used to. But you have to go out and you have to get the same level or better of a player in the portal. And the one thing Ohio State hasn't really had to do is go portaling to the tune of 20 guys in an offseason. And this might be the one where you say, we need 20 guys, but it doesn't feel like that's their approach right now.
All right, Joshua, so back to hoops here. Said I was going to give you this one from Jake Diebler here for a couple of segments. 72-69, Nebraska stays unbeaten. They're 15-0. It's a great job by Fred Hoiberg, but again, it's Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to be a big basketball team, you got to win that game when you're at home. And they didn't do it. Christoph Tilly, for me, is hitting some struggles. He was 3-for-9, just 8 points. They had the bad play drawn up for the three for him at the end, and he can't make threes this year. This was Diebler on Tilly's last shot at the end of the game.
The timeout I wanted to keep in case we got in trouble because we knew they were going to foul. And we felt like we've practiced that play to prevent teams from fouling and be able, as Junie said, to kind of get him on the run so they couldn't foul. You know, I think obviously hindsight, if I had that, I wish I didn't have that timeout left. I wish I had used it to rest us a little bit earlier. I thought we got a little fatigued down the stretch. As far as the end of game goes, you know, I think, you know, Tilly was a little rushed there. If he would have caught it and kind of squared and didn't have anything, then we obviously had it to burn and put them in a situation where the clock is less, where they're less likely to foul. Because by the time that play would have developed, if we're in a foul, so we're shooting, you know, with 5 seconds or under, right? That probability's a lot tougher.
Tricky situation again. My issues are different than just that for
sure.
Christoph Tilly. That's a rushed situation. Not the guy you want. You're expecting maybe a foul. Coaches will do that when mm-hmm. you have a 3-point lead at the end. And it just was kind of what you expected from a guy that shot the ball from three like that in a rushed situation, shooting at 11% right now.
Oof.
We are going to talk some station gossip and an apparent bet that Tyvis Powell has put out there.
Oh boy.
Jen Winters will join us in studio. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You should watch out for an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound 670 after 71. Police are on scene there, causing some extra slowdown. And there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. Compassion sponsorship means food, healthcare, education, and most of all, being known, loved, and protected. There are thousands of kids waiting over a year, and their wait Sponsor a child with compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393. I'm Nicole on 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State football team got a commitment from the transfer portal today. Defensive tackle John Walker is coming to Columbus from UCF. Walker played two seasons at Central Florida, missing the 2024 season with a leg injury, but last season he recorded 40 total tackles. Walker comes to Ohio State with 2 years of eligibility remaining. Cornerback Bryce West was a player who departed to the transfer portal, and he has now found his next program. He's committed to Luke Fickle at Wisconsin, staying in the Big Ten. NHL, the Blue Jackets begin a four-game road trip tonight in San Jose. Visiting the Sharks face-off is at 10 o'clock. You can catch the action here on The Fan at 9:30. And in the NBA, the Cavs look to bounce back tonight on the road, taking on the Pacers. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. This one's sponsored by Awaken on 80 Weight Loss. This new year, don't set a goal without a clear course to results. Drop weight your first week and every week. AwakenOn80WeightLoss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
No Common Man today. We're in good shape, though. We got our friend, Buckeye linebacker legend, college football analyst, Joshua Perry, sitting in here with us today. And it is a Tuesday. It's 4 o'clock. It's time for station gossip with Jen Winters. Jen, good to have you back.
Thank
it was fun
you.
Doing the show with you yesterday.
Oh, thanks so much again for having me on. It was a lot of fun. I appreciated it.
Oh, we appreciate you too.
Oh, yeah.
So what's going on?
Did you guys know, and I know, Joshua, you're friends with Tyvus.
Uh-huh. Sort of.
Right? Well, yeah.
We got history.
History together. Did you see his shaved face this morning?
No.
So he shaved what he had explained to me and Timmy yesterday. He did the beard. And then the little bit between the mustache and the chin hair.
I don't think I like this.
Well, he was like, yeah, I did it. I'm going to do it. And Timmy was giving him no end of grief for not doing like a straight razor. Like mm-hmm. he was just going to do it with clippers. And so I listened this morning and he's on, obviously, T-Bone and Tyvus 6 to 9 every morning. Here on The Fan. Check it out on YouTube.
I'm now just getting my first look. I had some stuff with the cars going on the last 2 days. Sucky start to the week, by the way. So I didn't see them on YouTube each of the last 2 days. I'm just seeing it now on our pinned tweet.
Uh-huh.
And you guys can go to 971 The Fan.
I gotta go.
On social media.
So I have some audio.
My goodness, it just looks off.
So
looks bizarre.
Here's the thing, though. He did it as a bet. He's saying that he did it because his wife wanted to see him with it, but he also admitted this morning, and Ted, if you have it to roll, could you please play the beginning of T-Bone and Tyvus, please?
I'm T-Bone, and sitting next to me is a man I barely recognize. Tyvus Powell is here. The facial hair, though, is different.
Yeah.
He shaved off the beard.
Yeah, I felt like, well, it's a couple of reasons. One, my wife wanted to see it. Two, people in the chat accused me of not shaving my beard after the Big Ten championship and after the Miami loss. So
did you say that you would?
Did you say you would shave it off after the Indiana game?
I said it in the chat, but I never said it on the show.
Oh, so wow.
They like, oh, you backed out of it. So to clear that and to make my wife happy, it was two things in one. So I said, all right, let's do it.
These are all half measures, though, Jen.
I know, but he had a bet that he only told.
Kept it private.
He kept it private. But
didn't
guess
tell
what?
His guys. Guess what?
YouTube chats and transcripts.
They live. There's an option when you go back. You can pull up the
and I brought up. I found receipts of him making.
Well, he's not hiding from it. That's
from
the good
it.
Thing.
Well, he was hiding from it though.
He was.
That's the whole.
Like that
Tyvus,
was the thing. Like,
but he actually
Mr. doesn't hide from anything.
Right.
He never told Dylan or T-Bone.
That's interesting.
But the chat people knew about it, and so I just think it's really funny that it was just like. It was kind of a hidden thing when we made this huge deal, big deal, when Tyvus hit that home run in the Cardale softball game. And we had the guy come down here and shave T-Bone's beard.
See, that's, but the thing of it is.
But he didn't shave the beard all the way.
There has to be stipulations. Like, Joshua, if I, like being a radio guy, we're going to do some kind of bet. And it was going to be shave my head. You think Common Man is going to let me get away with buzz cutting with a one or a two guard?
Oh no,
you got to
bick it.
You got to go to Mr. Clean level.
Yeah, you got
to
bick it.
Skinhead,
straight
go
now.
To the Klan meeting.
No, type of shit.
Now,
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Okay,
let's stop it. This is a family show.
That's what you'd have to do, though.
You can't just
shave half your face.
I'll say this about Tyvus. Is I think he was beard fishing us a little bit. And the reason I say that is the Tyvus I knew, you know, decade ago or whatever the case was, a little bit more angular around the face.
Yeah.
You know, faces filled out a little bit. And I think the beard was there to provide a little more dimension.
It's kind of like a circle.
You know?
No.
Yeah. Well, and so I think that's why he's trying to keep some of the pieces there to define the jawline a little bit here so you can't really see the roundness. That he's rocking these days.
Did you see it?
I pulled it up on my phone.
Did you pull it up?
And what I did is I actually went to, because he drives to Cleveland on Tuesdays and Thursdays to be a part of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, which is a YouTube show. So I went and I watched some of it, and you could see, I mean, he looks different. He looks a lot different.
Wow.
But it still isn't a full-fledged shave. But it's just like, I like that Tyvus was kind of keeping something from us. It's kind of interesting.
I don't think I like that.
He looks like somebody for me, but I can't put my finger on it.
He looks like Tyvus Powell, who kind of shaved his beard.
Yeah, I don't know. Jen, I've got some station happenings on my side of things.
What?
So a couple of weeks ago, do you remember we had a conversation about Indiana Jones?
Yes.
Back to the Future.
Yes.
It was on Mike's mind one day.
Yeah.
We're like, one you can keep, the other... burn it from history, erase it from existence. And after much consideration, a tough one for me, I got rid of Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Because Back to the Future was just a little bit more near and dear to my heart.
See,
and so I did not know this. I think I may have been way back there that they had turned Back to the Future into a musical.
Yes, it was on Broadway.
That's where the musicals go.
No. No.
Well, it was on Broadway.
They can be off Broadway. Many a show, including Hamilton, started off Broadway.
Yes.
And then they gradually move their way up to Broadway. It's kind of like, I don't know, like a AAA sort of thing, like
that's
a minor league.
That's true.
For Broadway.
All right. Yes. But you're coming in with Back to the Future. You're getting some backing.
True.
You're going to get a DeLorean or a time machine looking thing. You're going right to Broadway. You're going to have probably a number called the Peeping Tom, and you'll have a bunch of dancing George McFlys out there with binoculars. He's a Peeping Tom. He's a Peeping Tom. I'm curious to see what the original numbers are. So going into this, I had heard of it. I hadn't done a lot of research. After that conversation, someone from Kappa reached out.
Wow.
So I heard from Jim Fisher over at Kappa, and he was like, this show is coming to town. And at the moment, I had no idea that it was coming into town. And tonight is opening night.
That's so exciting.
Tonight is opening night. So Sarah and I, after the show, we're going to go out and check out a little musical.
You know what we should do?
I'll report back because I am a fan. I'm a fan of the theater.
We should form a relationship with Kappa because they bring in lovely things to the city as far as arts and culture. I'm just saying hi. I like. free stuff and love to go see musicals. There
you
go.
You like shows.
I like shows.
Like shows. So, I mean, you guys can check out Kappa. I think this is the This is the start of the run.
Okay.
It's the probably soundtrack? A week, week
like
and a
on,
half.
Like on no, Spotify no. or anything
I don't,
like
I don't,
that?
I don't want to do that.
Oh,
I want to go in.
Blind.
I'm assuming
yes.
Huey Lewis and the News.
Of course. That better
Power
be
of the
there.
Love. Yeah. Power of Love. Back in Time. Those type of things.
Yeah.
And then you got to fill it out with some original music. And I don't know how much of it's going to be song. How much
if
just
you can
acting
get
on stage?
Any like
whatever.
Sort of like pictures or anything?
You're totally not allowed to do that.
Yes,
right?
You can. You say I'm Timmy Hall. I can do whatever.
Yeah,
the hell
that's,
I want.
That's kind of where sure.
That's
kind of
where
I'm at.
Shout photos. To
yeah,
about
you,
this.
You could pull some
then
strings.
You can probably pull
the strings.
Some,
have been pulled.
You know,
what do you want to see a picture for?
Well, I'd like to
listen,
see a photo.
It's a touring production. This group is here for at least a run of 4 or 5 days.
At least
that means it's there.
Yeah.
Maybe we could go and see a behind-the-scenes tour. I'm just asking because I like content.
I like Back to the Future, so I'm actually in on this.
And I think that would be kind of cool.
When was the last time you guys saw a show, like a play, musical,
we
that
saw
sort of thing?
A Grinch deal. Maybe,
I saw the Grinch thing, too.
Yeah, 2 years ago in Chicago.
I saw it here.
Yeah, enjoyed
last
it
Christmas.
A ton. It was great.
Book of Mormon.
I saw that as well.
So good.
You saw that here?
Yeah.
Is that like 5 years ago?
I think so. It was so funny. And so I like South Park, so terrible humor.
It's funny. It's funny when you've lived in Utah and you're not a Mormon.
Mm.
It's really funny then.
I mean,
well, you know,
I watch Housewives of Salt Lake City,
exactly.
So I feel adjacent to all
those dirty sodas.
Oh, yeah. Well, the church actually advertises in the program. They endorse the show. They don't have a problem with the show.
I mean, what are you going to do? You know?
Hey,
the show's happening.
The show's going to happen.
You could have a sense of humor about it.
But I'm so excited for you. You're going to have so much fun tonight.
No, it's going to be great.
That's awesome. But yeah, Kappa. Hey,
Jen Winters, thank you for coming in.
Hey, I'll see you next Tuesday.
See you
next
Tuesday. Oh, man. Where's my.
Your Paul McCartney coming
out? Where's my Paul McCartney?
Was saying, what the hell is going on here?
Colin, you can't see it, but ECB's in the hallway dancing.
This didn't happen the last time that we did this. Mike doesn't do that. There's CB over
there.
Mike didn't want to make you that uncomfortable.
No, he made me very uncomfortable.
That's his
he made
name.
Me very uncomfortable.
I've made you,
Mike uncomfortable.
I've
Ricardotti.
Made you lots uncomfortable. Jen,
thank you
so
guys.
Much.
Love
yeah,
you guys.
Appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
All right, what were we doing? This is like a classic Mike thing, too. What the hell were we doing? Oh, yeah. One of the greatest to ever do it has opened up a serious can of worms. We'll get to that next. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a 5-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between Weber Road and 11th Avenue. And there's a couple minute holdup on eastbound 33 between 270 and Ebright Road on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
A gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Bishop and Friends.
They love the pie. We always assume it's a meat pie, right?
We love pie, though. Like, this is a pro pie program.
Anytime we have pie with Mike Brown, I always assume it's a meat pie.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Cellar.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking at cloudy skies here for tonight with lows down to about 40. And then for tomorrow here on your Wednesday, we're looking at cloudy skies in the morning, but sunshine for the afternoon and a high near 50. We'll be up into the mid-50s here on Thursday and eventually watching the rain building in here for Thursday night into Friday. But high temperatures up into the lower 60s here on Friday with near record highs expected. But eventually we are tracking some changes here with highs only in the 30s on Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry hanging out with us here today in for The Common Man. If you ever miss anything on any of our shows, you come in just a little bit late, whatever the situation is, do not worry. Every single episode is available on all your favorite devices, and you can get it on all of your favorite platforms completely free of charge. It's The Common Man and Timmy podcast, and it's brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. So download it, subscribe. Do it all right now. Now, we were just told, Panama Ted came in here and said, T-Bone reached out to you and said, there were some people in the chat on their show this morning that said Tyvus looked like what?
Like a Timu Miles Garrett, kind of an off-brand Miles Garrett. Yes.
He does. That is the facial hair that Miles has gone with. That, you know, goatee. I don't know if Miles has that definition. I'm going to assume he does.
The only thing that they have in common is they're black and they have that little facial hair, and that's about it.
Well,
nothing else.
Miles probably has, you know, 70. Well, you know, maybe not anymore.
Well, as far as pounds?
I was going to say poundage wise, Miles got him by a long shot, but then I'm thinking,
Tyvus is a linebacker. It's if just he's distributed. Playing today. He's a linebacker. That boy is Tyvus about my size when I left Ohio State.
Tyvus might be in that 255, 260 range.
250, easy.
Man.
Easy.
He wears it well, though.
Yeah, he's got there's a lot of space to fill out, for sure.
He's tall.
Yeah.
That's his gift.
Yeah. He's got some length. That's how I've done the yo-yo. I've gotten dangerously close to being way, way, way too heavy, but broad shoulders, tall build, you know, you hide it a little bit.
I'll never forget there was a graphic that came out and it featured you. So this was back during your playing days. 11 Warriors or somebody posted this, and it was one of the first examples of like the Body by Marotti program. And it wasn't even like you as a senior in high school was some, you know, chicken legs, scrawny, whatever. It wasn't that.
You had to
have your body to a certain point where Ohio State even wanted you and wanted to recruit you. And you're shaking your head at all this, but when they showed like maybe it was a 2-year window, it was like maybe to the middle of your run, you're maybe a sophomore going into your junior year. It was like, it was like two completely different men. The muscle that you put on.
I used to look like
Joshua,
an action figure.
My God.
Once upon a time, it was the Body by Marotti, and now it's the Body by Bojangles and all the other different delectables I like to eat.
Body by Bowtime.
Dude, I was saying this one of the last times I was on here. I tried on my suits before the football season this summer, and that button to fasten that suit jacket was saying, "Help me!" I was pushing the limits. And so, like, clockwork, real quick, dropped 20, 25 pounds. so I could get back right. Still got a little bit of ways to go. I'm not close to what I used to look like, but there was a time where your boy was chiseled, as they used to say.
Yeah, I think that's the... You guys have it well made, and you know what? You had to work your asses off back then to ever get your bodies to that point. That's something I could never say.
And now it's soft-earned dollars, as Bobby Carpenter likes to say.
Exactly. I'm just a regular man who has gone through life. There's been some phases where I was more interested in the gym, and here in the last 2-3 years, hasn't really been in the cards. How much gym time have I spent last year and the start of this year? Zero.
Oh, wow.
Not much at all.
Okay. So the thing
I play a little golf. I try to stay a little active.
Riding a cart.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
yeah.
Then we're not. That's not really recreation.
Swinging. I'm rotating.
Yeah. No. That's not recreation. I like to walk.
Letting it rip.
When I was in Chicago, I would play the city courses, and I would just take a little push cart, and if they didn't have them, I'd throw my bag over my shoulder. It was good. Walking is good.
How's your game, Joshua? How's your game?
Ass.
Terrible. Not good.
Bad. Really bad.
Are you still new at it? Have you been playing since you were a young kid?
No,
or something you picked up later in life?
It's something I picked up later. My dad golfed, and he would always try to bring me along to the driving range when I was a kid. And I'm like, Dad, this is boring. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
And that was a mistake.
That's my son.
It was a mistake.
My son, I showed it to him when he was like 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Had a good natural swing.
Sure.
And then when he got, you know, hip to the jive, he just didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah. It's
A little bit tough, because then doing it, you get into the thick of it, and then the grind happens.
Sport. Yeah. Right? So I get it.
And I didn't start to excel at it until I got older, much older, and even into my 30s. My best few years have been like in the last 5 years.
Well, that's good for you.
Like, as a golfer, in general. And I've been playing heavily since I was 7-8 years old.
Oh, no.
I never had any period where I was like Jack and left it and then came back.
Right.
I was in it as a kid.
Interesting.
And I was completely hooked, and it was a trance, and I was pulled in, and it's my great love.
Yeah. It's been about 3 years I've been really playing. I didn't play very much this past year, but this spring, lessons, I'm rebuilding from scratch.
I've seen you wear this hat before.
Yeah. The golf club.
We'll battle the clubs here. I'm for Team York. You're for Team Kinsale.
Yes.
We should do a little home and home.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you'll embarrass
me. Perfect thing to do.
Both times, but it'll be fine. We'll have fun.
Yeah.
We'll have fun.
You catch me on the wrong day.
Well, it's always the wrong day for
your
boy. Shoot
a really, really high number. And you know what? I saw this story, and this got me thinking about Tom Brady.
Sure.
A little bit more. So Tom Brady, one of the best to ever do it, obviously, as a quarterback. No one's really disputing that. But this thing, he sort of opened up this can with his part ownership, his ownership stake with the Raiders.
The Raiders.
And what he is doing as a broadcaster. He is one of the lead broadcasters in the country now. He's on Fox's A-Team. He's getting paid tens of millions of dollars. What,
37.5 million dollars a year. It's a number that is seared into my brain.
Joshua, I can't imagine why you'd want another job after that. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why plates have to continually be filled. I can understand it if it's an earning thing.
Well, now,
and you're trying to like have this job here, that job there, and then you combine them. That's a really high paying gig.
In Tom's defense, he bought this other job in hope to get a return on the investment, right? Doing the TV thing, he bought a stake in ownership.
Or did he get a deal on that stake in ownership?
He might have to pay
the going rate for that ownership in the first place.
The one is a job. The other one is really an investment that he has to show up at. So I kind of do get that. But again,
but do you not think that's fine?
Okay.
Like whether that was what he was thinking of, because a guy like Tom Brady with that much money,
sure.
I can also understand that too, where I'm in the phase where I've got more wealth than anyone could possibly imagine. Why not just try to go for broke? Maybe I can get to like Jeff Bezos stupid status, right? And if you are involved, one of the only ways to do that is, yes, to get involved in sports, but you got to have it. You almost have to span a generation. Like if you bought the Lakers, like the Buss family in the 70s for what, $4 million?
Yep.
And now it's worth, $10 billion.
Right.
It's just things completely change. Then you're like, holy crap, this is different. But the point of the matter is, should it be done
no.
with what he's doing? Exactly.
No.
And now you've got
way smaller scale, but Troy Aikman, who's a lead broadcaster for Monday Night Football for ESPN, he had a little side gig with the Miami Dolphins here, consulting type of thing. But the bigger one that could be coming down the pike is Matt Ryan. And from Pro Football Talk, the reports are he wants to double dip. He wants to both work for CBS and for the Falcons. And the possible role that he could have in the Atlanta Falcons organization is team president.
It's very interesting.
So that's pretty high. That's I don't understand how people don't understand where the little conflict of interest is with those two types of jobs.
So let me say this. I think the Aikman thing is probably the most benign one on the list to me. As a consultant, you're dropping in to help them hire a general manager or whatever the case is. Do I like
and
that?
And then you're getting out.
In terms of
I agree.
Being a journalist, which I would hardly classify these guys as journalists, but being a journalist and working in media for a media company and doing that, you're in and you're out, and he'd probably give his opinion on who they should hire on a microphone on somebody's podcast anyway. Okay. Owning, co-owning, minority ownership, whatever it is, a team, and then working for a broadcaster should be a hell no. That should be a non-starter. And then this idea that you collect checks every 2 weeks as an employee of an owner and then go work in media is also really bad.
Yeah.
It shouldn't happen.
And in Tom Brady's case, they've had to make a special set of rules.
Of course they did.
As far as production meetings
Tom,
go and what's acceptable
even
and what's
be
not.
In the meetings. At one point, that was a question. And so how are you doing either
and
job
we're all
well?
Talking about should we even be showing him on the TV cameras?
How are we doing either thing
we
well
know he's there. I mean,
it's insane. But now that I know that this is a thing, like, don't be surprised when you see me working for one of these college programs out here, since you can just do both, apparently. I like checks, too. I don't have nearly as much money as these guys. Give me the money.
Exactly. It seems to be one of these things that they're changing the rules on a little bit. One of my favorites, Teddy, has whipped up something for rapid fire. That's coming our way in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a 20-minute slowdown due to a disabled semi that's blocking the right shoulder on westbound 70 on the west side at Hilliard-Rome Road in that construction zone. We've got a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry in for Common Man today. You know, we got into an interesting discussion back there about good touching, bad touching. It was pretty good.
I feel like that needs some context.
It does need context. It had to do with Adam King and his ping pong surveillance video. It was something that you saw.
Bad touch.
A bad touch. What did he do?
So, as this whole chaos is unfolding for the folks who saw the video of Adam King absolutely just mauling this ping pong table, he films a stand-up segment, and then when he's done, he goes to shake the camera operator's hand. But before he does, he wipes his nose with his bare hand, the one that he shook the camera operator's hand with. Now, I've been sick
and
for a week.
And we know how sick Adam would later get.
That's
he
the problem.
He couldn't even talk when he was
Brother,
out there in
I've
Dallas.
I've been sick for a week. You've been sick, right? Like, all of us have gotten some sort of sniffles. It's all run through our families. There's a super flu.
No touch.
Going around.
And no
you
touch.
You wipe your nose and then shake somebody's hand. Adam, my man, what the hell are you doing?
And honestly, too, like, what's the point of the handshake at that time?
Now,
you're in the middle of the workday. Now,
I'm a big touching creates camaraderie as long as it's appropriate touching.
The good touch.
Yes. In the workplace, the high fives, handshakes, fist bumps, side hug. Those are all good things to build camaraderie.
No, like, bosom pressing hug.
Listen, man,
genitals aligned hugs, that's bad.
If you got a good relationship with HR and the person that you're doing it with, you roll the dice. That's not what I'm advocating for. But I am saying a good high five goes a long way.
Yeah, what's the rule on the handshake? Because you and I shared a nice handshake at the start of the day, but yes. I think it was because
I don't see you all the time.
We hadn't seen each other yet this week.
Right.
We hadn't done a show yet together, and it was sort of like a, hey, buddy, how you doing? Let's go knock this show out of the park today. It felt good.
Tomorrow, I'm probably going to come in and do the same thing.
See, I don't know if we need it tomorrow.
You tell me when I get here, but I'm a believer of the good touch in the workplace.
Then that seems like you're backsliding into I'm going to handshake every day.
Well, I'd like to high five or handshake or dap it up at some point every day with the people that I work with for the sake of camaraderie.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I think about it, Tyvus usually likes to. Tyvus does like kind of a bro shake.
Yeah,
thing,
but it's a good thing.
The thumb pointed up shake.
It's a good thing for team morale.
Yeah, but I don't see Tyvus all that often anymore either. Because he's in the mornings and in the afternoons.
Sure.
Sometimes he's got to be coming in here for TV. It might be the only time I'm seeing him in the week.
But so just be ready tomorrow.
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? It's time for rapid fire. It's Teddy's thing.
Rapid fire.
Oh, yeah. Generic rapid fire.
That's right.
You better be ready to go, Teddy.
Uh-oh.
All right. How we doing?
I'm doing well. Are you ready?
I'm good, Mike.
Rapid fire number one. All right. What areas of need should the Buckeyes be looking to fill the most from the portal?
See, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. I think there's a lot of areas of need. I mean, depth you could almost make the case for every single unit.
In every single year. Here's my philosophy.
Secondary?
Here's my philosophy.
Like safety and cornerback depth?
On the portal. There are only a handful of players on a year-to-year basis that should feel like their job is safe. Jeremiah Smith, his job should feel like it's pretty safe. Julian Sand has some growing up to do.
Ennis comes back. That's a safe job.
Yeah,
right?
You bring in somebody to compete directly with Julian. I'm not advocating for that. But Urban, on a year-to-year basis, so the year I committed, we had two linebackers, and then Urban finished off that class. It was his first year. He brought three more linebackers in my class because he didn't think me and the other guy could play. Then he brought in Mike Mitchell. I don't know if you guys remember that dude.
I do remember Mike Mitchell.
Five-star everything because he still didn't think we could play. And every year there was competition. So my philosophy is you bring in competition at a lot of positions because if they don't play, they become depth guys. And your guys that were already here, if they don't play, become your depth guys because they can't leave in the spring.
Sure.
So that's number one. Number two, offensive line, got to be much better.
Yeah.
So I think they should portal hard. And I've said it before. I'll say it again. I am tampering with the Ole Miss kicker. I am.
Oh, Canero.
Yeah, I'm tampering.
Carnero, Canero, Canary.
How would you like to make a million? How would you like to make a million as a kicker? Because I'll pay
sure.
it to you.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy for this year's portal.
If Nick McLardy goes to Arizona State and is booming 55 to 65 yard punts, I'm going to be very upset.
I'll cry.
I'll be very upset because that's where he's going. Rapid fire number two.
Which NFL head coach opening do you think is the best available? You got the Browns, the Raiders, the Titans, Falcons, Cardinals, and the Giants for right now.
Yuck.
All right. So I think it should be the Raiders. It should be because they have cap space coming up and they have the number one pick. But it isn't because I think their ownership and their organization generally is kind of disastrous. The answer to me is the Giants, because you have a quarterback that you believe you can build into the future.
Right. I don't know if I'm dead set on Jackson Dart being the guy 5 years from now. We're still talking
but
about.
That's but that's a stabilizing piece where until you figure that out, you at least know that you can win games. You can build around that. And then if you got to make the 1-for-1 sub down the line, you can do it. They've got reasonable ownership. And it's also the New York Giants.
I would say the Atlanta Falcons. They're gonna. You've got a quarterback that I am hopeful for in Michael Penix Jr. Yeah. Coming off now, the injury, but he's got a big arm. He's got a lot of talent.
He loves being hurt.
And I don't love guys being hurt. We got a guy in Cincy that loves being hurt too. But I think Penix could have a lot of talent. He's still so young. I'd like to give him a shot to dig out of that. I mean, they're a franchise that they show they're willing to make the tough moves. They fired Ike Hilliard's ass. They put him out on the street. They'll do what has to be done. Right, Teddy?
That's right.
Fire number three.
All right. Who do you think will be the Browns' starting quarterback next season? I mean, you got Deshaun, Shadur, will be draft pick, free agent. What do you
think? So what's the answer? Like, who starts the most games? Which of these types?
From day one, who's going to be a starting quarterback?
Day one, I'll give Shadur a spot, his spot. I'll give Shadur his chance to start. I am so not sold or set that Shadur is, again, I use the term five-year guy. I don't know if we wake up 5 years from now and he's the guy in Cleveland. I almost highly doubt it.
I think Shadur has the potential, but I'm not sold either. His biggest strength is also his biggest weakness right now. And I think it's that he doesn't get hyper shaken when he's in the pocket and chaos is flying. That causes him to hold the ball too much, but sometimes you see him stand in there and he'll make a throw that young guys typically don't make.
True.
I'm out on Deshaun.
Yeah. He had a big third down throw at the end of the game last week.
But I'm out on Deshaun. And maybe he comes back right. And if the Browns draft a quarterback in the first round of this year's draft, that is total hell because I just don't think it's in the cards for him this year.
Yeah. All right, rapid fire number four.
All right, these NFL playoffs look wide open to me. So what are your guys' picks for the Super Bowl?
Boy, we haven't really gotten into the NFL playoffs yet, and I want to do that with you, Joshua, but potentially more tomorrow.
Sure.
But my head is kind of spinning. You almost catch me at a loss on this one, Teddy, because this postseason seems so wide open. I said it at the start of the year about Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Mm. And I don't know if I have any reason when I look at the other quarterbacks that are available in this postseason to stay off of them. Well, if there's ever a time to strike, right?
Yeah,
it's Buffalo, and you're going
to
say that every single year while Allen's in his prime.
I mean, Lamar.
You've won 12 or 13 games.
No Mahomes.
Yeah, no Joe.
Who's standing in your way?
Right. I mean, teams.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying
teams.
Like,
yeah. He's one man and an individual, but that's what it is. So, Bills, AFC, and I'll do Seattle. I'll take the number one seed, the first round bye. So Buffalo's not that in the AFC, but give me Seattle and slinging Sam Darnold, a good story. Jackson Smith and Jigba, our guy from Ohio State, is incredible.
He is. I'm going with Seattle as well, and I'm kind of with you. Like, and Darnold, by the way, in the playoffs does make me nervous. But I like what they have done, obviously, their body of work this year and the weapons that he has around him. Patriots.
What makes you nervous about him? That deep down he sucks?
Yes, actually. I mean, haven't we seen this before?
He's the second guy
great
in history.
Regular season.
He's the second guy in history to have two straight 14-win seasons, and he might be awful.
That's what I'm getting at, because we've watched him fall apart. Yeah.
He's a good to do that. You have to be a good quarterback.
You do.
I know what you mean.
When the pressure gets on you, what happens? And then how about the Patriots? An interesting pick. It feels like it might be a bit early for them, right?
Drake Maye.
Yeah. Okay. Backstory on that.
It's a Key and Peele thing.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
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 Big fan.
That's all.
Okay. I like him. I like the way that they fight. I like Vrabel. I like the mentality of his team. Feels like they could be a little dangerous in the postseason.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And it's crazy because the Patriots dynasty is over, and then you're telling me they could be right back to going to the Super Bowl or winning one. I would kind of hate that. Rapid fire number five. Finish it up, Teddy.
Here we go. Today is National Whipped Cream Day. Now, are you guys a whipped cream guy or a Cool Whip guy?
The only thing that went through my mind when you said it's National Whipped Cream Day is Varsity Blues. And do either of you know what I'm talking about?
Not me.
This is, there is a scene where that's the James Vanderbeek Texas high school football movie.
Sure.
And one cheerleader that he's with just sort of, you know, pops out of a room and she's wearing whipped cream.
That's very interesting.
And that's about it.
Allie Larder, is that her name?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She's in Landman.
The same.
Yeah.
So I don't scoff at a cool whip,
cool
but I'm a
whip.
I'm a whipped cream in the canister kind of guy.
Big Delicious. Cool whip. I've got Cool Whip in the freezer right now.
And it's in the freezer.
Yes.
Smart.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how you do it. That's how I would prep it as well. All right. Coming up here, Teddy, by the way, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for doing that. I thought I had a thing here. Joshua had something about Indiana's head football coach.
Oh, yes, I did.
That I thought was really interesting.
Yes.
He's going to share that coming up next. He's in for Common Man. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Traffic is a little stop and go on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. About a 5-minute delay there. And it's a little slow on northbound 315 from King Avenue to Ackerman Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Riding COTA is easier than ever. Now that you can pay with just a hop on COTA. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes hit the road for a Big Ten battle with Oregon.
Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 9:30 with the tip at 10:30.
Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
If your garage door...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Britain, I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
No man today. Joshua Perry hanging out with us. And, you know, we were talking about, we're getting ready for this next round of the college football playoffs. And I know that you're probably like a lot of people where you're impressed with what Indiana has continued to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had a thing about Kurt Cignetti.
Yeah.
About Indiana's coach. And I know there's a lot of different thoughts about Kurt Cignetti, whether that's turning him into a meme, whether it's just the way he kind of just stands there with his hands on his hips. Whether he's like looking down the line there, ultra
insane.
Inspection into everything,
yeah.
A little point he did to Pat McAfee from the sideline.
Excellent.
Kurt is cooking right now, but what is the point that you wanted to make about Cignetti?
Okay, so I've had this conversation with other people multiple people, really. And I think it starts with the context of what Indiana football has been historically. Up until this year, they had the most losses of any program in college football.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it, and
no double-digit win seasons,
no,
right?
No.
He has the only two.
Yes. Nine wins
history.
Was the cap before.
Yeah.
And college football has been, and still is, even with the portal and even with the NIL, a sport where it is difficult to go from being at the depths of the sport to a team that looks like it's about to win a title this year. Kurt Cignetti, to me, is the greatest coach in college football history, whether they win it or not.
Whoa.
I'm saying Saban, step to the side. I don't give a damn about seven championships. Alabama's had more than one coach has won multiple championships. I think they've had eight coaches win championships altogether.
All right. Okay, so it was a hot take Tuesday on T-Bone and Tyvus. That is a hot take.
My hot take.
In history.
Well, think about the 2-year turnaround. Have you ever seen anything like it in any sport ever?
No.
Okay.
Then. No.
All right.
No.
And that's kind of my point. And he's doing it, by the way, with an 8% blue chip ratio this year.
People were going
crazy when Michigan won their championship with like a 50% blue chip ratio.
I was going to ask you something, but it's such a clear and obvious yes for you, because what my thing was going to be is, and the only thing that would be stopping it is just a little bit more longevity in the current state. And I was going to say, like, is there even any dispute who the best coach in college football is right now?
No,
Do we need to wait two more games until he wins a natty?
No.
And then you say in just 2 years at Indiana, or has
the
he done enough
that he's done
of doing
what he
more
has done
with less?
With this current roster in the history of that program, period, to me is the greatest coaching job that I've seen. By the way,
I don't disagree with that, but I don't disagree with that. Like, this is unbelievable, and I give immense credit, because I was still not with them going into the Ohio State game. It's not that I was disputing that Indiana wasn't a good team.
They've opened everybody's eyes.
I think their run's going to come to an end.
That's what we all thought.
You have two 12-0 teams. Ohio State's going to be the one that wins here finally, because they desperately needed to get back to Indy. I don't care that it's 45 minutes away from B-Town. The Buckeyes going to take over and win.
Desperately needed a win in that game, too, for the history of their program, right?
Sure.
So I guess
it reminds me of I'm a big Tiger guy, and they did a really good documentary about the 2008 U.S. Open, which I was actually at.
Oh, wow.
It was great. It was at the time lesser known Rocco Media.
Sure.
You remember that one where Tiger actually had the torn ACL?
Yep.
And the documentary that Fox did has Tiger's famous caddy, Stevie Williams, saying, you know, Tiger, his claim was Rocco's got nothing to lose. Tiger's got everything to lose. And when they played that back for Rocco, he was offended. He was like, what is he talking about? Nothing to lose. I have no idea if I'm ever going to get in a spot like this. I can beat Tiger Woods and win a major here today.
Right.
I have so much more to lose.
And that's kind of the
same as with Indiana.
Yes.
Like, that you needed to do that to say hello
to legitimize
more doubters.
All
to prove
of
more
the
doubters.
Wins that they've had, because people will tell you, oh, it doesn't matter that you've beaten whoever, right? Until you can beat Ohio State, which, by the way, they beat Oregon at Autzen earlier in the year. That should have been the sign for people, but they needed that to legitimize it. So all that to say, I think he's the greatest ever, which is insane. It might be premature. I'm also not going to do
the hell of a hot take.
Can he match rings with Saban? Because I don't think that the current setup, anybody's ever going to win that many titles again. I don't think the dynasty is going to happen in this climate.
Seven?
You can't do it because you can't hoard talent the same way. And the last thing I'll say is, I think there's a conspiracy that Saban forced Cignetti to take the long road to being a power four head coach.
What?
He was on Saban's staff, as everybody knows.
Oh, man, this is a take.
Now, look at all the Saban assistants who went right from working for Saban to becoming a head coach at a big job. Cignetti had to go D2, IUP, then to Elon, then to JMU, and finally
What was his role, though?
He was a wide receiver coach and recruiting coordinator. The only role that would take him was Indiana, which, as I mentioned, bottom of the barrel.
You are right, though. You're at Alabama winning natties. Why don't you at least get to... I always use West Virginia as like that program, as a... If you can do it at that
he
type of program, pretty good grade. He actually played at West Virginia.
Division 2. Like, this isn't...
Yeah, no.
This isn't... He went from Alabama to Troy, right?
Yeah.
Or to, you know, Louisiana Monroe. He went Division II and then had to work to get to Indiana. And by the way, as soon as
he was at the wrong Indiana, he was in another state.
He was, which is crazy. But as soon as Cignetti takes the Indiana job, Saban says, I'm done with this, because he knew what was coming. He knew the superpowers Kurt Cignetti had, and he blamed it on NIL in the portal, but he really retired because of Kurt Cignetti being a power four head coach with a real path to winning a title. That's my conspiracy.
Look, it's a hell of a hot take. You just wowed a lot of us with where you went there.
I'm sure people think I'm insane right
now. I'm not disputing anything about Kurt Cignetti and what he's done, and it's immensely impressive. And I'm actually pulling for them. I'm actually rooting for them to win the national championship, because this is just so insane.
Yes.
That you've done this at Indiana. The last thing was when Brad Stevens did what he did at a mid-major.
Sure.
And everyone thought, like, oh, you made a run. You actually made a run, and you're playing Duke, and you got a chance to Gordon Hayward heave it up at half court to maybe win. What a story. That was nice. And then they actually went back to the national championship game the next year.
Yep.
And sadly lost that one again. And being a guy that loves small time college basketball, sure, I was so pulling for them to win it all. Just what a cool story, because that can't be done. They can make their runs. They can go to the Sweet 16, maybe Elite Eight, even a Final Four here or there. They can't win it all. And that was so cool that they did that.
They hadn't beaten Ohio State in like 40 years.
I know.
Never had a Heisman Trophy winner. Never. Fernando Mendoza's their first.
Fernando Mendoza.
I mean, think about that.
Won the Heisman.
Just put the context around what is happening right now, and you get closer to my hot take than further away from it.
Yeah, and no, it's incredible. I'm not disputing how incredible it is. All time, that's hot. That's spicy. Hot. Spicy. Joshua Perry is here. Are the Buckeyes about to have to fill some really big shoes? I'm going to talk about that coming up here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got an accident that's blocking the left lane and causing a 5-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side at 5th Avenue. It is stop and go from Hudson Street. We also have a 5-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from 315 to 71. This report is sponsored by Straight Talk Wireless. Don't let data limits hold you back from being the gift master in the family group chat. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get real unlimited data on Verizon's 5G network. Straight Talk, available at straighttalk.com or Walmart. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. Some transfer portal news for the Ohio State football team today. They got a commitment from defensive tackle John Walker from UCF. Walker played two seasons at Central Florida, missing the 2024 season with a leg injury. But last season, he recorded 40 total tackles. Walker comes to Ohio State with 2 years of eligibility remaining. NHL tonight, the Blue Jackets begin a four-game road trip in San Jose, visiting the Sharks. Face off at 10 o'clock, and you can catch the action here on The Fan at 9:30. In the NBA, the Cavs look to bounce back tonight on the road, taking on the Pacers. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. And in college basketball, three Big Ten games tonight. Number 2 Michigan is on the road at Penn State. 19th-ranked Iowa is at Minnesota. And Wisconsin hosts UCLA. Other top 25 matchups tonight. 6th-ranked Duke is at number 20 Louisville. And number 7 Houston hosts number 14 Texas Tech. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry sitting in for Common Man today. Thank you guys for making the show a part of your drive home, a part of your afternoon. Now, he had an incredibly hot thing to say about Kurt Cignetti in the last segment, about how he's the best college football coach of all time.
It was a little hot.
Man, that's as hot as it comes.
The more I think about it.
And I don't know how anybody couldn't be a believer in him right now and appreciate what he's done and understand what a good coach he is at the different levels, how he's kind of walked it up to Indiana. And of any big program to actually prove you can do it, Indiana is the one. You know?
I mean, there are fewer questions the more I see the guy operate.
Well, and I use this too. Don't just come with he's only doing this because you're in the NIL era now and Indiana's got some big backing and they're willing to pay. That's true. They are. I think that's a non-starter if you're not willing to do that. But I can point to you, my alma mater. I brought this up on the show last week. Kansas, do you know how much money they have been pumping into that football program?
Oh, yeah.
And Lance Leipold came in and became a hot name there and had a 9-win season there. And that program, I want to say Kansas, their run over a 14-year stretch, they had something like 6 Big 12 wins in 14 years.
I remember.
I mean, it was a joke.
I remember.
After Mangino into, turning the
you
page
guys had
through
the
all
clapper,
these guys.
Les Miles.
Had Les. Yeah, they did have the Mad Hatter there for a couple of years. I heard stories of, you wouldn't even believe how crazy he got in his time at Kansas.
I think I would. I've heard some stories,
You heard the press conferences that he gave at LSU and the ones that we play on the show about Columbus Day and all that. Yeah. Worse.
Insane
much,
man.
Much worse.
Listen,
But they pumped $1 billion into their program. So, they didn't win this year. They stunk.
It's the thing that you start to learn is we're learning about how well some people can coach right now with NIL because it stripped some of the talent away from some programs. And so you're starting to see that maybe some of these guys that we thought were elite coaches were just really good recruiters and good coaches, maybe not elite at the coaching aspect.
Absolutely.
The flip side of that is some guys are operating with more talent now than they ever were. And now we can start to see that they know how to coach. We didn't think they could coach as well before because they weren't winning games, but now they got dudes and it's like, okay, this guy can coach.
No, it's again, like I focus a lot on that as a basketball fan too, because college basketball is so vast.
Yeah, it is.
And
I mean, you got NBA players in there now.
How many great coaches. That's why I love reading books about mid majors and some like John Feinstein books, the guy that wrote the one about Bobby Knight and Season on the Brink. Like he's done a lot of good deep dives into mid major college basketball if you're into that sort of thing. He passed away last year, the author did, but there's so many coaches that are at smaller levels, right? And you can even become a fan of, you saw the national championship game last night and what they do at Montana and Montana State. And you've seen guys like a Chris Klein elevate from that level. But how many guys are doing it when there's not a lot of media coverage and not a lot of focus, but they know ball just as much? I look at the guy that Izzo will play every year. They did the sweater thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Campy. Greg Campy.
Yep.
How many guys have tenure like that? That dude's been at Oakland University.
Sure.
Coaching basketball for 42 years, or whatever it is. He's got Jim Boeheim, Coach K type of longevity. He doesn't have those win numbers to match, but again, look what he's got. I mean, he got that Jack Golke dude here, and then he beats Kentucky in the NCAA tournament.
If there's a more viable path as we move forward for guys to elevate from FCS, or like Bob Chesney, who's now the coach at UCLA.
Yeah.
Right? Like he was one of those dudes.
He came right behind
where I think he was
Cignetti at JMU.
Division three or whatever the case was before that, goes to JMU and now he's coaching in the Big Ten. Joey McGuire, the Texas Tech head coach, a little bit over a decade ago, he was coaching high school ball. Is there a path?
Because if
you're a good coach, you're a good coach, regardless of where you're doing it. And before it was just like, oh, hot coordinator, hot name, can he recruit? And now it's more about, okay, can you develop and can you sell a vision? And you got to fundraise, of course. But when it gets to game day, are guys in the right spot? Like, can you teach them?
I think it's a great point that you make. Like, a lot of fans just get caught up with it's all about money. And that bothers a lot of people. And I can understand that.
Yeah.
I get how that's a scary thing and that's a different thing. And when you go from pure amateurism, even though we have been a long way from pure amateurism.
Ask them how they were getting it done.
Like, this is
south.
Not the days of Woody Hayes anymore. Right. We're in the 60s and 70s, and sure. Guys really are. Like,
yeah, those guys are making teacher salaries.
Coaches were making regular, yeah. Make a good living salary.
Yep.
And then somewhere along the line, we jumped the shark where coaches started making life-changing, transcendent money TV and players didn't start matching.
Became the big thing.
Yes, TV.
And there was, you couldn't spend enough money on facilities, so you had to put it somewhere, and they said, well, you're going to put it in the coach's salary.
Right.
That's what happened.
But then it got messed up when you started paying a coach that much in a sport that is made on the backs and the
free
blood
labor
and sweat of players,
sure.
And they're not getting anything, and then you had the crowd of, oh, they're getting something, they're getting that top quality education. You're like, of course, but a lot of other students are getting
very great
top quality education on scholarship too.
My education wouldn't be here without it.
It was a tough gig.
However,
it was a tough gig.
I would have liked a few dollars in my pocket along the way.
It's a tough gig. And look, when I point to the Buckeyes here, we're talking about coaches. Did you see that Instagram post from Matt Patricia?
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
And a lot of people are pointing at that Instagram post from Matt Patricia. I won't read the entire thing, but you can look it up on the gram. And we do this. We kind of read into things.
Real quick, did you
read the tea leaves?
Did anybody listen to Bobby Carpenter talking about Matt Patricia?
I heard, I saw we posted, or maybe someone else actually grabbed that and posted that. I saw the clip that you're referring to.
Yeah.
Where they're on Juice talking about Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I even saw Austin Ward, who's our Buckeye football expert, Austin and Berm for Digital. One of his things that he had posted about today was how it's the most important thing, and I agree with it, this offseason, forget about all the portal, this and that, and who do we need to get? You need to retain Matt Patricia.
Sure.
And it really sounded like a thank you, Columbus. You have no idea what this meant to my family. And now he could just be writing that and saying this was a wonderful year.
It read a little
bit. And I'm
bit
happy
that way.
To be retained.
Yeah.
But it certainly had the readings of a one
I
and
might
done.
Not be here.
And I almost would have lived. I think that's where my mind was going into this, where it would be very, very tough to get guys like that to come back for a second year, God forbid a third year.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I think at the beginning of it, you could have easily been like, oh, he's here. Hopefully it's great for the year that he's here and then he'll be gone. And then throughout the year, we see the results and it's like, damn, we really need this guy around. But
yeah.
The other part is you start to hear how much he loves it here. These kids like the neighborhood that he lives in. They like the schools that they go to. He loves the community here. He loved being a part of the fan base. He talked about how much he enjoyed getting back coaching younger dudes and really having to teach guys about how to be football
Pencil
players.
Pencil was sharp, baby.
Yeah, you know, and so I think you kind of fall in love with the idea of, man, like, he loves it here. We love him here. Let's make this a long-term thing. And the reality always was that it was going to come down to whether he desired to continue to do the college coaching grind, or if he wanted to go back to the NFL where he's coaching grown dudes and it's only about football and he doesn't have to worry about getting guys out of the portal and he's got some time in the spring and he's got some time in the summer to be a dad and to vacation and to enjoy his family. That's always what it was going to come down to. And I don't have a read on what's getting ready to happen.
I don't either.
I hope he's around.
I could understand.
I hope he's around. I get it.
This, to me, I think it comes down to just a personal choice.
That's what it is.
You're going to have those options.
This is,
and you know that world so well.
Yes.
That's the thing. You know
yes.
That NFL world so, so well.
That's
the key point here.
Can I
flip that's
this
where
one
his comfort is.
Real quick, because I know that there have been a lot of people talking about what Ohio State does with the offensive staff and who the new OC is going to be. And I asked the question, is there going to be a new OC?
Let's talk about that coming up.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. We talked about Matt Patricia, that OC, another big spot for Ohio State football coming up. Joshua Perry is in for Common Man. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got about a 5-minute holdup due to a crash that's blocking the left lane on westbound West Broad Street at 270 on the West Downer Belt. It is stop and go from Georgesville Road. And watch out for another crash on the left shoulder of northbound 270 on the East Downer Belt after 670. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hey, Max, you look absolutely dashing in that purple tie. Ready to harness the world?
You bet, Daisy. I'm ready as I'll ever be. And might I say, your purple tie really pops with your vest.
Thanks. I almost went with a cape, but didn't want to come across as pretentious.
Nonsense. Anyone in our line of work should rock a cape.
You might be onto something, Max.
Phew. So, here we go. First day on the job. We've got this, right?
Right. Don't forget, we both graduated from Dogs, Inc. with honors.
Which means I can guide my human around a busy city with ease.
And I can give my human a restful night.
I hope my human is kind and loving.
And I hope mine likes wet kisses and zoomies.
Ready to make a difference?
Born ready. Let's go.
Discover how extraordinary dogs like Daisy and Max change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org.
In the day, if you wanted to listen to the fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story.
But now, oh baby, stream us live on the Fan app.
TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere.
The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination.
This Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet, so when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are tracking cloudy skies here for tonight with lows down to about 40. And then for tomorrow here on your Wednesday, cloudy skies in the morning, but sunshine for the afternoon and a high near 50. We'll be up into the mid-50s on Thursday with more cloud cover building in and eventually tracking the rain here for Thursday night into Friday. But we are still tracking warm temperatures with highs in the lower 60s on Friday with near record highs expected, but eventually looking at some colder air with highs back in the 30s here by Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man is one soiled bed sheet away from being Jeff Rimmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
No man today. Joshua Perry is hanging out with us. Coming up here at 5:30, as we said we would, we're going to sort out our favorite, our top breakfast spots.
Can't wait.
In Central Ohio. And I needed a dinner recommendation for tonight because we didn't have time to make a reservation anywhere. So we've got between basically 6 and 7 to get things done before we go over to the theater.
I'm shaking my head right now.
I'm sorry. All right. It was just right there.
It was there.
So I thought a nice little spot, but it's not open for dinner. And that's what I love, a diner that actually does stay open through dinner hours and then keep serving breakfast, because one of the good ones that's right by that would have been a perfect type of place to swing over to, get a quick bite, and then get to the theater in time, because I want to get there at least a half an hour early. You don't want to be messing with those lights popping on.
No.
You cannot be the person that's late for a show.
You can't do that.
DK Diner is what I was thinking about.
Well,
but they closed.
I enjoy it. It was a great thought.
I was
there with you. The place I recommend it to, I think they do have a parking lot. So if you want to sit at the bar and, you know, have a nice steakhouse burger and some fries, the Avenue.
Is the Avenue in Grandview?
Yeah.
That could work.
Yeah.
That could be a spot. Yeah, I don't see any issues with that. Bar is good too.
I love sitting at the bar.
Why don't people do that more often?
Because the thing that I've realized is when you make the choice to sit at the bar, you're making a declaration that you're going to be social. That's a social environment. You're going to talk to the people around you. You're going to banter with the bartender. And some people don't want to do that. And I respect it.
I don't think, I know what you're saying, but I think there's a way to.
Yeah, you bring a book. If you bring a book to the bar.
I think there's a way to dabble. But you don't necessarily have to be like, hey, leaning down. Hey, who's that over there, Billy?
Dabble, you have opened the floodgates. Once you make the initial contact with the next person, they feel like at any point they can jump back into conversation.
Yeah.
You know, once somebody sees you talking to one person on one side of the bar, they might strike up a conversation from the other side of the bar. Bars, you just have to be prepared for it.
Yeah. Bar's like a mood.
Yeah.
Like you're in a playful kind of mood.
Yes.
To go and sit at that bar.
Either that or you're down bad and all you're trying to do is just pound drinks as quickly as you can. It's one or the other.
Right. And I'm not at that point in life where I'm going to sit at the bar and just have tequilas slung to me.
If you ever get to that point,
or beers,
call me first so I can help you before you show up at the bar and slam shots back to back.
I will need to go to the bar. If we don't have a rock solid coaching staff going into 2026 season here. Now, we left off talking about Matt Patricia and our defensive coordinator. And look, you and I don't think we can know at this point if we're definitely going to get him back. The Instagram post read very much like this was unbelievable. I think he was writing that in case this is his one and only year here. And I'm sure he probably is a guy that is keeping options open as it goes forward here. But man, I mean, you're welcoming him back with open arms. Yes. With everything that he built.
You probably give him a raise.
Of course you do.
Yes.
You could, if you can, make him the highest paid coordinator in college football.
Why you wouldn't. He deserves the money.
After what he did.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that stinks. Maybe the thing that stinks the most about this season is not just the way in which you win your first 12, lose your last two, and the way that kind of feels. It's that you had a defense. I heard you and Tyvus both saying, and you guys would never say something like that, that you couldn't even start on this defense.
Wouldn't have played.
The talent that this defense had.
I told Ryan Day that to his face, and he kind of like chuckled, but I was being so serious.
You're like, Ryan, I'm not lying.
No, I'm like, coach, I'm telling you, right? Like, you know, you never coached me, but you know what those guys look like. I'm telling you, I didn't look like those guys.
You got Sonny Styles. You got Arvell Reese.
You're good.
Look at these guys.
You're good.
Arvell could have played a little better down the last couple of games.
So Arvell, I think when they stopped really rushing him the way that they had before and kind of the evolution of the defense, it's easier when you have an off-ball linebacker to try to take him out of the game plan because you can do certain things to detach him from the formation so he's further away from the action. You can do certain things to dictate where he ends up in coverage, right? Like there are ways to neutralize that guy if he's not right on top of the ball. And I think that was a little bit of the Arvell Reese maybe fading toward the end of the year was more a product of how he was being utilized and what offenses could do to neutralize that, unfortunately.
Is Arvell, you know, all that being said, To me, like, it feels like his strength as a player is the way that he plays the game.
Yes.
It might not be, it's not to say, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not saying the man doesn't have football instincts. You don't get to this place and not have some of that. But I think his positives, like his specialties as a player are his fire, his C play, go and get it, go
you
and blow
know
it up.
What the specialty is?
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly what the specialty is.
What?
The specialty is on one snap, he can chuck a 300-pound lineman into the dirt. And on the next snap, he's chasing from the far hash to the sideline to tackle a dude that can run 4-4 and just closing on him like the guy can't even run. That's the man's specialty. He's an alien. A freak, unlike anything else I've ever seen play linebacker at Ohio State.
It's why, even before he was getting his time, even before he earned his starting role, you could see this was a guy, going to be impossible.
Hey, watch out.
Yeah.
This Arvell kid, watch out. Once it clicks, watch out.
Impossible to keep him off the field.
Yep.
And it was the year before, I forget, I think it was Cody Simon's year, Cody and Sonny Styles. And I'm even thinking, like, I think Arvell's got to be be on the field, or either, I mean, he would sub in for yep. either of those guys yep. at times.
He's
because
the type
he's just
of dude
so relentless.
Where you look and you're looking over your shoulder because he's nipping at your heels. Like, if it clicks, you're not playing anymore.
All right, Joshua.
Yes.
With offensive coordinator, the one thing that I know is you can't go back. We can't go back.
Can't you?
I don't think so. I don't want to. Can't go back to Ryan Day.
What if we do?
Running this and calling plays.
What if we go back?
I feel like it just worked so much better when he was able to be the coach. He
yes.
said it. It was in the buildup to the game,
yeah.
to the Miami game, and he gave a good long answer about how much more beneficial it is when you get to be up top. And you can almost separate yourself, and it's more of a video game, and you don't have to be paying that much attention when defense is on the field, and you can really think things out. You think that this is the way.
So
you think this is the
future. I don't necessarily think that it's the way it should go. You can look at it, and people have talked about this. Jimbo Fisher was the last primary play caller head coach to win a national title in college football, right? Like, it is too difficult, especially in this day and age with all the things that you have to be worried about. It is too difficult to make the game plan, implement the game plan, call the plays in a game, period. Coaches can't be, your job is the head coach. Your job is not the play caller. So you can't be the best head coach you can be if you're also doing the play caller job. So I don't think that's the best way to operate for anybody in college football. Doesn't make sense to me. But just looking at the way that things have gone, Ryan Day announces he's going to take back the play calling. And then they have the Miami game, which he probably anticipated was going to be much better than it was. Then they hire Cortez Henkton literally the next day.
Wide receiver coach from LSU come over for Heartland.
Is a guy who is not a play caller, probably not going to be pushing for the call sheet,
no.
right? Okay, then. So who do you subtract to hire the offensive coordinator? Because you can have as many coaches, unlimited coaches
yeah, right.
on
do,
field,
do
right?
Do you have to?
But
is there not the 10-coach limit
you
is gone, right?
Have 10 coaches that can go off campus to recruit plus the head coach. That's it. So are you saying that one of your position coaches,
I don't need a
guy
to be a recruiter.
Okay.
Like Chip Kelly.
So
didn't have any dreams about being someone that's going to go to recruit.
How would you feel as the number one prospect on, in the country on offense?
I know what you're saying.
And the offensive coordinator does not ever come to see you. Not one time. Because they can't recruit off campus. How would you feel? The only time you can see the OC is if you bring your ass to Columbus, but they can't come see you. Does that make sense to you?
It's a fair point, but I guess if I knew that it was the same for everybody,
right.
and there were a lot of other top talent that's still, it's still Ohio State. It's still a program that's going to be sought after by many. And if I have a great relationship with my position coach and a great relationship with the head coach,
sure.
and we're all on the same page about what it is.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that, but I just feel like there has to be another move that happens before I'm fully convinced that they're going to bring in a full-time offensive coordinator.
Interesting name. Teddy, you and I were focusing on this. And, you know, just throwing something out there. This is not like he's a top candidate or anything, but an interesting name that's got dual experience, college football and the NFL, that just mutually parted ways today. You know where I'm going? Offensive
Cliff?
Coordinator? Cliff. My guy in Washington. Year one with Jaden Daniels, you're thinking about, I hope Washington retains him.
What's the run game philosophy like?
Yeah.
That's my only thing.
That's a fair concern.
And here's the reality of the situation. I don't care
if
it's...
He's a passing game coordinator kind of guy.
Yeah. If it's Ryan Day's offense, I genuinely don't care. If he's hell-bent on running a certain thing, but I would like somebody who can emphasize the run game a little bit more. And in a perfect world, Ryan Day doesn't call plays during games, so he can just be the head coach. But his offense is not the problem to me. It's just all the other stuff you have to do to get ready for game day.
All right. Very important stuff. The best breakfast joints, diners.
Let's do it.
In our town, coming up in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry in for Common Man. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a 45-minute delay due to a disabled semi that's blocking the right lane in the construction zone on westbound 70 on the west side at Hilliard-Rome Road. And there's a 10-minute delay on northbound 315 between West Broad Street and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert. And the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
I would like to talk to you about my good friends at Tri-State Men's Health. New Year's here, and one of the big things about a new year coming in is we want to do great things for ourselves. How about improving our health? That may be one of the big resolutions, but if you're tired, maybe you're low on energy, maybe you're not sleeping well, not seeing progress in the gym, staying committed can be tough. If a lot of those things have been affecting you, it might just be as simple as low testosterone or low T, as we call it in the biz. Tri-State Men's Health, their guys are experts at treating that. So you go to tristatemenshealth.com, you take a look around, you take that quiz, and you know, here's the thing. If you're in your early to mid-30s, you start losing 2 to 3% of this stuff every single year. It happens gradually under your nose, you're not really realizing them. Before you know it, you don't feel like the same guy. So see them, make that first $99 appointment. You get the TMPSA test. If you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of the appointment, then your visit is free. And they got two wonderful locations right here in Central Ohio. One of them is right by Fishy's apartment. You can check out a nice breakfast diner, high five him, and then go and get your shot, quick shot in the ace. Then you'll be right as rain. Tri-State Men's Health. So, but before we talk breakfast, John Harbaugh, done.
So, I've seen some outlets reported as a firing. Some say after days of discussion, it's a mutual parting of ways. It feels to me like it would be more of the latter. Last time I was here, I talked about it. Sometimes you're in a place for so long that it's time for a new voice in the front of the room. You want to go a new direction. You want new life injected into an organization. And frankly, I don't think that's a bad way to operate. So it's crazy to see him not be the head coach of the Ravens anymore, but had a long tenure. And sometimes just got to make the change.
It was successful, right?
Yeah.
But
yep,
it was really disappointing to have this guy in Lamar Jackson and you can't win with Lamar.
I don't think the things that came out about Lamar's habits this far into his career and maybe having to change practice times to accommodate the fact that he likes to stay up and play video games reflects well on a head coach. You should be able to handle your quarterback. And so maybe I agree. Factors,
it also doesn't reflect well on Lamar. If there's truth to that, be a professional, damn
but
it.
Who are you getting rid of?
No, exactly. No, I get you there.
So I think there were a lot of factors that went into this, and
you can't play favors.
No,
you know,
but
you
here's
can't,
the thing:
you can't bend what your beliefs are as a coach, no matter who we're talking about. You got to like figure out how to get him to buy in.
Which
if that's
one
what
of
it
these
was.
Jobs is John Harbaugh going to get? Is the question: is he going to be the Browns coach? Like, where is he going to be?
We talked about what the best option was. I feel like he'd be. Man, if Cleveland winds up with him, yay.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
So I think
I know what you mean though about the it's like the
one,
Batman thing though.
Yeah.
You live long enough to become the villain.
How about the
die
Raiders
hero?
One, just real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a real adult in there. not a guy who's also an adult, but he's like 84 years old. Like
I know.
A younger adult.
Well,
but
Pete,
an adult.
Pete was just.
I love Pete. But
everybody loves Pete. Pete won a Super Bowl. He won a national championship. Sanctions.
He cheated.
High and dry. But
yeah,
it was over for Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
They needed to rip the Band-Aid off on that. Chip Kelly was out of there halfway through the season.
Boy.
Guys didn't even know like what the plays. It didn't even seem like the playbook was matching what was getting to the games.
And now.
in L.A. or in Vegas this
and
year.
And now Chip Kelly. He's going to have Northwestern putting up 40 points a game.
You think so?
No.
That is a wild move, though, right?
It's kind of insane.
When I saw that, I just said, what the hell is going on?
They're trying to get
Chip
serious
Kelly
on offense over there is what's going on.
When is their stadium going to be done?
I think this upcoming season.
Is it?
Yeah.
No more. Did you get to see the makeshift stadium?
I did not, unfortunately. Did not.
Part of that. I like, you know,
yeah.
Instead of trying to play every single game at a place that does not suit you.
Yeah. Terrible.
You can do that once if you need it, or the Wrigley Field option is there.
Wrigley, they need to stop, actually.
Don't like the whole baseball field thing.
It's run its course.
It's clunky.
It's run its course.
It doesn't really fit well.
No.
They're going to keep doing it because it's Wrigley.
You remember the first one where they had to go the same direction the whole time?
Yes, that was stupid.
Elite.
Yeah. Why did they just stop doing that? Why did they just, did they find extra square footage that wasn't there in the setup?
Somebody said to them, if you guys do this, if you need to do it again, we're never doing it again.
I want to see someone when they go that way and they have too much momentum, I want to see them run right through the ivy.
Oh my God.
That's what I want to see. Is that what they said, basically?
Probably.
Because like that's the issue.
Wow.
All right. So we started off the show talking about breakfast joints, diners. We're both into them.
Mm-hmm.
We both could. I could be just as happy in a steakhouse where the bill's going to be $300 to $400 as I am in a Greasy Spoon diner.
Agreed.
Where we're just having eggs and bacon or French toast,
yes.
Waffles, pancakes, what have you. And there are so many good ones that I have visited throughout my time here. So we've got some good votes on the burner phone throughout the day, and some that I have not been to. For instance, Mercury Diner on Parsons. I have not been to that one.
Neither have I.
Or I have not been to Jenny's Diner on High Street in Clintonville.
I've never been there either.
Everything in Clintonville is pretty cool. That's just a neat part of town.
I agree with that.
So if it's right there, I can imagine that one is a good spot. I've got a shout out for Olympic Diner in Hilliard. That's probably my hometown.
Okay.
That's my home base diner.
Fair enough.
So you're not going to get a top five list from me that doesn't have Olympic Diner in Hilliard. And the thing that I love about them is like key things that you need. Like you need to be open as early as you can be open, right? Like 7 a.m., you got to be open. Coffee's fairly cheap, and they have a special, you know, which goes back to like the old days of how IHOP would have the weekday special,
sure.
Denny's with the Grand Slam, where you could get like a $5 breakfast that got you like your two eggs, two meat,
mm-hmm.
hash browns, and toast type of thing. And it's not on the menu. But for those that know,
it's one of those.
You just go there, you order the mini breakfast. It ain't mini.
The mini breakfast.
Word to the wise, it ain't mini.
Okay.
It's like your little bit of everything breakfast, and it's still $7.99.
Oh.
Which is about as good as you're going to do.
$7.99.
Yeah.
I'll burn up more gas getting there than I'll spend in the restaurant.
Jenny's Diner gets another vote. And another good one, thank you for whoever brought this up on the burner. I haven't been to this spot in a while, but German Village Coffee Shop.
I've been there.
It's right next to Thurman's.
Oh, okay.
The burger joint.
Yeah, of course.
It's outstanding. It's one of the best spots. Another vote in here for Delaney's Diner, another one that I haven't been to, and I'll be checking out some of these new spots here. But for me, I'm looking at Starliner Diner in Hilliard.
Okay.
And that got some scratch out back there, too. With someone like Brandon Bean, who is a Starliner Diner guy and a DK Diner guy.
Love
in
DK.
Grandview,
yes,
as am I. Those two plus Olympic for me, I very much want to have on the list.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Tommy's is one too.
Okay,
on Broad Street that I'm very fond of.
So I've got, first off, RIP to Super Chefs. That was not really a diner spot, but a great breakfast spot I used to like to go to.
Downtown, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
DK Diner is on the list for me. I enjoy.
So we can agree on that.
That spot a ton. Have you ever been to Hamburger Inn in Delaware?
I have not.
So
look these places up as you're saying.
Famous cinnamon roll is what people talk about, but it's, you know, typical diner food. You can do the breakfast, you can do the lunch. Really good, well-regarded spot up north by where I live.
It's got a good look to it.
So that's one I would put on the list. And then the other one, which is a spot I've been going to for many, many years, is called Hella's in Shawnee Hills. It looks like an old house. You walk in there, dining room, boom, they got a counter up there as well.
Breakfast Hella's food. Diner?
Yes.
Or Hella's Carryout?
I think it's Hella's Carryout.
This place I've heard of.
Breakfast there is it for me. Like, if there's a spot where somebody's like, oh, let's meet for breakfast, that's the spot I'm texting them to meet me.
What are you getting there?
Oh,
are you doing mood? Like, you can do their pancakes, waffles, or do the savory?
I'm a pretty typical pancakes, French toast, whatever it is. Give me bacon, eggs, hash browns. Like, I'm good. Omelets there, phenomenal, right? Like, you can go up and down the menu at that spot. So that's where that would be my number one.
Hella's is your number one.
That's my number one.
So that one, if you had to lose one of the three between DK, which we both shared,
we should keep
Hamburger
that.
Inn or Hella's, would it be Hamburger Inn?
Hamburger Inn would be the one I would probably
would
lose.
Slide.
Yes.
Okay. That makes it tough for me.
But if you ever have a taste for a cinnamon roll, you should try it.
Man, I would absolutely try it. It's a cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. You do orange cinnamon rolls?
I do any kind of cinnamon roll, okay. Really. Yeah. As long as...
Common Man made me out to be a fool because I like the Pillsbury orange cinnamon rolls. And not just the classic.
I have migrated in my older days into making them from scratch at home. I won't do the thing that comes out the tube anymore.
Well, looky there.
Yeah.
Scratch cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
That is going to be pretty good.
It's delish.
I've never tried my hand at a scratch cinnamon roll because it's too easy coming out of the can.
Yeah, they pop the can, and then you...
Oh, it's great noise,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest noises in breakfast. We'll finalize this list. Also, back page coming up. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side at Spring Street. And we've got another accident causing delay on southbound 315 at West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Now, it's Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ice. If I gave somebody my number and they called me, I'm out.
I don't know you like that. You don't need to be calling my phone. We can text.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
I didn't know this was going to be so tough. Actually, I did, trying to whittle it down to five breakfast spots.
Oh, you old whittler, you.
Pretty much impossible, right? Because there's going to be at least 15 or 20 at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That I would like to frequent.
Somebody's going to be personally offended that you didn't pick their spot.
So. As they should be. You should be, right?
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Is it?
I think so.
Fair enough.
You can be pissed off about that kind of thing.
But personally offended.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get your spot. Like, in the final five?
How am I supposed to pick a spot if I haven't been there?
That's true. That's why, again, it's our list, but I wanna acquiesce at least a little bit to the listeners, because just because I haven't been to the place doesn't mean it's not worthy or it can't be there.
You know what?
That's
the listeners can take you out to their favorite diner as an experience.
I'll pick up the tip.
There you go. So if anybody wants to take Timmy Hall to the diner, you can take him.
Nobody wants to have breakfast with me.
Why not?
That's the one thing that you're forgetting.
I think plenty of people would enjoy the opportunity to dine with you.
And I'm not going to be nearly as chatty as you think I would be. I'll sit back and listen.
No, you won't. No, you will not.
You don't buy that for a
Hell
second.
Hell no, you are going to be in there.
You don't buy that for a second.
You're going to be spitting hot takes.
So here's what I think I know, okay? So again, I feel like I want to keep it to just one, like that my gift is one spot for a place that we have not been to.
Okay. So who had the most votes?
So
let's be democratic.
It's kind of diplomatic.
It's
kind of down between Stav's Diner,
okay,
which is 2932 East Broad Street. Stav's looks like they've got a nice pastry game and pie game going on as well.
Yeah,
as I'm seeing from some of the top three Google images.
And yeah, a good diner should have a nice dessert, a slice of pie available.
It looks good.
Okay.
And they've got the savory options as well. Three buttermilk pancakes for $7.75. That's not bad. Cheese omelet with home fries and toast.
Buttermilk.
Jenny's Diner in Clintonville.
What's the pie situation like there?
I don't know. Without like going through the whole menu, popular items, skillets, eggs Benedict, corned beef hash is always good. Pancakes, a country fried steak. Fried steak game is important. It is key. I feel like I've got, without counting them, that I've got a few more votes for Jenny's.
Okay.
Than the Stav's spot. So for the ones that we admit we have not been there before, I will give that spot. Let's give that spot to Jenny's.
Right on.
All right. Now the ones that were kind of non-starters, DK Diner.
Have to.
Is in our five.
Has to be.
So DK Diner is there. Hella's is there as Joshua's pick.
Yes.
Hella's looks really good. I've heard word of mouth is also one of the biggest things.
Yeah.
When it comes to a diner
game, I agree with that.
Not having to go to Yelp or not having to go to Google, but just when you're talking about it with your friends at work, mm-hmm. people that live in other areas of Columbus, around town,
hey,
that's a thing.
Here's
so
this hidden gem spot that you should try.
I know if I'm ever up in that area,
yes.
Hella's is one that I've got on the list that I'll put on.
Yeah. I will take you.
You take me to Hella's. I bring you to Olympic Diner. We
Perfect.
Have a couple of mini breakfasts.
Awesome.
And we sit at the bar and we act like we own the joint.
We sit at the bar.
Yep.
And we act like we own the joint.
We put bread in our jar. So hamburger in, we're sliding that one out.
Unfortunately.
Because of space here. So Jenny's, Hella's, Olympic Diner, mm-hmm. Hilliard. Jenny's, Clintonville, Olympic Diner, Hilliard.
Mm-hmm.
Hella's.
Shawnee Hills.
DK Diner, Grandview.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really strongly about this one.
I know. It feels like we should try to include one that's a little bit further east for the geography, since you were naming off all the locations. But I like that list.
I feel strongly. And speak up if you feel strongly about one, because we're down to the last one.
Sure.
Teddy, you're of no help here. Yeah, he says, oh, God, no way, man. I don't eat eggs. So... Tommy's Diner.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy's Diner.
I could do Tommy's.
It's the type of place where you go into. There's just something classic. There's something sweet about how long it's been family owned and operated. Tommy just passed away recently.
Rest in peace.
We come back to this topic every so often, and I feel like the last time we did it, people were texting me and getting at me because he had just passed away. And I had not known that.
Well,
I did not know.
That's on you for
I felt
knowing.
So bad as we were talking, but it was almost ironic. I was talking about it and like he just passed away. Articles in the Dispatch about it. But all the photos of celebrities that have come by and gone into that spot, and the food is so good. And I love the... You got to love that bar that's in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
bar
that's in the interior of the diner, the U-shaped bar.
You got to put it down.
Tommy's. So there's the five. Jenny's Diner, Tommy's Diner, Hella's, Olympic, and DK.
DK.
In Grandview.
That's it.
There's the list.
That's the list.
That's the list. That's the five best breakfast spots. A lot of shout outs here. Hangover Easy,
Hangover Easy, great spot.
We got German Village Coffee Shop. That one got some mention. Galena Diner is
so
one.
Galena,
Portside Cafe, which I believe is down past the Scioto Downs.
Galena's my neck of the woods where I grew up. So familiar with that diner. Could have made the list easily.
All right, little back page time here, shall we?
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Well, we're going to get much, much more into the NFL playoffs tomorrow, but, I mean, we left off here without having a ton of time to talk about it. John Harbaugh out with the Baltimore Ravens. So we certainly expect a guy like him to immediately pop up in a coaching search. And it's just so ironic how we're talking about the same things with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
And how it just, you're a great coach, great tenure, won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
500 or better every single year, but it just could be time. They win the game because a kicker doesn't put one through the uprights.
Right.
And here we are.
It's a different story. It's one of the things where I think people are going to start to be like, oh, well, look at how coveted he is. The Ravens are foolish for firing him. And the Ravens could easily hire the wrong guy as their next coach, and they could go through a period of years where they're down a little bit. That is a possibility. But the question as an organization has to be, after 18 seasons of the same voice, is it wise for us to make a change?
To try.
Right. Those are two different things that you're asking yourself. You can make a change and screw it up. But was it right or wrong to make the change is what they're trying to get at. And I think I agree with the idea of you let him go be great somewhere else and you try to be great with somebody else.
Joshua, thanks so much for doing it. Let's do it again tomorrow, all right?
A lot of fun.
That will be good. So I will tell you how the musical goes.
Please do.
Back to the Future.
Take pictures if you can.
Illegally take pictures, record the entire show on your cell phone. I'll let you guys know how that goes tomorrow. Buckeye Show is coming up next on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing about a 10-minute holdup on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And you're going to hit a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 on that westbounder belt between Cemetery Road and West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through January 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.